speed up all the issues. We don't want to keep you here until 4. And therefore, we want to start it on meeting now. Morning, colleagues, and morning, family. Where did you get this shirt? The narrow one. That's wonderful. The biological, I know now where you stand.
Nothing
at all. Okay. Now, colleagues, you should start it all, Michigan. Welcome the department and Sumaya and Gail. And then, Sia, you're also acknowledged. I know that Ukora is very happy.
Why?
That's yes, yeah. Yes,
yeah. Something is missing from this meeting.
Let us start with the one meeting.
Doesn't appear here.
On page 1 of our minute, dated 8th of October 2013. Page 1. I can see that you are not part of our meeting. You are not part of our meeting.
Where's 10th
September? 10 October. Where's the 10th of September? Okay, let's move on. Cora, page 1. That's attendance, really.
I should say, tell me something about the news of the 10th of September. I don't have that.
I have the 8th of October.
8th October and 10th of September. There's two sets of minutes.
I don't have it. Okay,
let's go. Page 1 is that's attendance. Page 2. Any question? Do not leave, fine. Page 2, page 3. Masina.
My name is John. Sindano.
Spelling your name or Sindane?
And I'm GS, not GK.
You are what?
GS.
GS.
Yeah, not.
But the book is very
handy. You can't just say it's SG.
I think that will be my owner or your owner.
Okay. Are you happy with us beside that? Page 3, we are fine now, and the name is corrected, and she has general secretary. We are fine?
Okay.
Okay, can we have a move? Honorable Rabita, Secretary, Honorable Cora, Minister, adopted 10th of September, we were dating 8th October, first page. Sindane, it's correct one. Just attendance list. Apologies. Are we fine in that area? Yes, ma'am.
On the terms, I did an apology.
Yes, you are part of the apology.
Okay. On the terms,
okay. Introduction area, page 2. Are we fine on that? Spelling of page 2. Kulevo, honorable Kulevo. No one shall. Are you fine? Page 3, are you fine? Page 2? Songwa. What is it? Songwa. Songwa.
No.
That's Kongwa from the engine. You had Kongwa. But these are cousin finish. Very cousin finish. Okay. Let's proceed. Especially. No, it's too far. This one is absolute. But not just distant cousin. But it's your enemy. Then the page 3. Honorable Cora moved. What are you moving here? That the committee proposed that the budget allocation is not cut by 1%.
Yeah. Well,
Okay. Page 4, any issue there?
No.
The committee deliberated and agreed to. Okay, now the. Okay. We are fine with this one?
Yes, ma'am. I like much to be honored. Do members become more Mr. or Honorable Dekhatwa, Honorable Lee? I don't know, because when it talks of Mr. who can take this, but cannot actually see where the member is or yes. Somewhere on page
no.
Declarations. I don't know, maybe I just ask you.
I won't record it though.
No, Chairperson. I was just seeking the clarity that when you write minutes of the portfolio committee, how do you actually show that we had our honorable members attending and also the officials? Because to me, maybe these honored titles may appear, unless otherwise, I don't know, I'm just speaking clarity, because when you look at Mr. Dehatcher, Mr. T.D. Lee, and then their titles, so I don't know, the honored titles, how, where do we put them?
Thank you. Well, I know, it's always preferable though to call members on our own name. And I think the secretary had one of the problems. Yeah, it's Honorable Dehajwe, Honorable Ramtati, Honorable Donald Lee, Honorable Shibasa, Honorable Dube, and Mr. Pegas. Okay, no, it's fine, ladies and gentlemen. You know, generally, we always say honorable members, there's no harm for us to do that. There's absolutely no harm for us to do that. And let us proceed and deal with the main purpose of our meeting today. Minutes of us, let us have a move for adoption of our minutes. Honorable Cora moves, Honorable Donald Lee seconds.
Chairperson, we've taken quite a few recommendations and accepted them. All I want, Chairperson, is for these recommendations now to be executed firsthand. Like a meeting with Nebo must happen, these things must happen, and it must be worthy of program. That's all I'm asking.
Follow up on our motion. If we are preaching in the golf association, you must read the program. If you agree that you are going to meet in the event, it should be on the program. I know that in the hotel and the protesting is really rotten letter. And then I think it's missing in the understanding that we are not Sakov. We need in such anything. We are not Sakov. We're getting a lot of letters now. And I think it may take us to court. That Sakov came to a meeting there. The days are issues about that. And the point that we are saying that Sakov is a matter for the all Olympic regulations. Whatever they say about them, it's a problem. And I know that it's very clear about some of the issues that were raised by the leadership. But the problem is we can't tell Sakov what to say about his affiliates, not to say. Sakov was correct to say there's a crisis in identity sort of thing. We know now that there, that the Soweto Marathon was cancer. We know now that SABC gave them money, and the money was then subdivided to Comrade Marathon and other areas of ocean. I think it's the one here in Cape Town. No one knows what happened to the money. And canceling Soweto Marathon is a very bad thing. But especially because of this area that we have always raised. And they pick up problems about our federations is poor governance. Poor governance. Here, we are convinced that all associations that are in trouble today is because of poor governance. No accountability, and then they don't account even for a half cent. So it can't be right that they're given money. And they end up then canceling the Soweto Marathon at a time when majority of people were preparing themselves to come and run in Soweto. And this association, in fact, all of them really are creating problems, those who have poor governance issues. Cora, as we meet with them, and then as we always call them to appear before the committee on two areas of work, on development of sport, on transformation of sport, and also on good governance. It's very clear that all these associations that are really in crisis, they don't just deal with good governance matters. And there's no reason why they are giving money, the money, no one accounts for the money. And I think that is wrong thing. Therefore, we shouldn't be. I think we should meet with them. Some of the organizers should meet with them, even if it's not a full committee, but we must meet with them and express our disappointment with the manner in which they have conducted themselves. And I know that the minister has spoken about this matter. I know a lot of people in Soweto, local community leaders, there have spoken about this matter. I think the committee also, I think we have expressed our own disappointment. Hopefully they will resolve this matter sooner. Cora.
Honorable
Cora. Thank you, Chair. You know, Chair, I think there is a serious crisis in sports. And we won't be in a position to transform sports. We don't have it. The minister also don't have. And when the minister comes in where there's a crisis, they say he's interfering. But I think that we should request the department to look in terms of strengthening whether it's a bill so that the minister can have some power. Because, Chair, this, I mean, that's so Soweto thing. That thing is happening in a disadvantaged area. The money has been given for them to run this thing. But it's been squatted. And there is nothing which is happening. And this thing will continue to happen here. Until such time, we cut a bill, get the department to process a bill, so that there can be very serious interventions from the ministry's side. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, colleagues, we are we should move and do it our the whole budget review and recommendations. But we'll take this point, I think, call the point that we are raising, that we will entertain this discussion and maybe with it. My view has been always that we should really learn from France. Not because their president is here. The minister is not a spectator involved. They intervene. And no FIFA told them that we shouldn't intervene. No Olympic tells them that they should not intervene. They intervene. The minister, in fact, if we reduce ministers to be spectators, is a big problem in South African sport. I know that once we say that, and the whole federation, they got so worried about it. Because they want to do exactly what they are doing.
Yeah.
Unless we intervene, the minister intervene, because a state can be a spectator in the development of his own system. Can be. But we can spectators instead of intervening and correcting the wrong and so on. I think we should do that. And even if it's not before the end of our term, but I think in the next term, we should deal with this matter. And then because I think we have been allowing this federation to do whatever they like. And then if you talk to them, you go to Zurich, and you must come back and say, I withdraw, and you go there, and it can't be right, you know, that you allow it. No one argues against French people. They tell you that this is our country, and then this is our law. Then we intervene. We'll never allow anyone to mess up sport because it's too important for them. I think that's the point that we should really argue for. As we prepare ourselves, in the era, debate, if you ever debate it, you must raise some of those issues ourselves. Okay, colleagues, of course, the cricket is doing well, though. We should appreciate what they are doing now. I think the franchise is now, immediately, I think we are happy. There's an incentive for them to include African players. I think it's not a bad idea. But I don't know why people even need incentive to improve the minority by the majority of the society. And then 85% of the society must be included through incentives. It's a very bad way of doing things. But I think cricket is doing that as they appear before the committee dollars. You're supposed to understand what that is. Okay, no, let us move to
the recommendations. Chairperson, if you just respond this way. I mean, it is its own record what the policy of the Canadians when it comes to these matters. So, as you said, this will be debated at a certain time. Now, fortunately or unfortunately for me, I won't be around for that when it is debated.
Would it bite?
Yeah, I think I will really like to be part of that debate because really, from outside, I was key to that debate, Jefferson, and I stand for sport as a person that comes from such a background. So, yes, a debate must be held, or must be had, but then all parties can put their cards on the table, Chairperson.
Okay, colleagues, no, we will take the point. We'll prepare that in our next term. Mr. Lee, as an honorable member, you've been invited. That time, of course, the public killed you, so I very public by then. Honorable ex-member. Honorable ex-member. Okay, colleagues, Honorable McCabe is on his way here. Then, of course, he raised the issue that he was
called by Saru to have a discussion in Durban. That's why it's going to be late today. As a president of Saru, I think I turned to ensure that they deal with some of the issues with Saru then. And hopefully then it's going to join us soon. We are going to be triple R. By the time of review and recommendation report of our portfolio committee, we are on page 1. On page 1 is the introduction, the mandate of the portfolio committee, the role and mandate of the department,
these matters they are stating issues, we can't change them, I guess. About that, we can't change the mandate of a community, we can't also change the constitutional matters. The constitution is very clear, though. The committee also deals with the issues. And 1.2, I think we are happy with the role and the mandate of the department. I don't think there is any discussion on that. Honorable Chair Sundane, we are happy. Okay, Honorable Donald Lee, we are happy. Let us then move on page 2. On page 2 is the purpose of the BR report, 1.3, 1.4, and 1.5. And I think there we are just stating the purpose of the money bills procedure. Yes,
I don't have page 2.
Double sided?
No.
It's missing.
Yeah.
Purpose of the BR?
We are fine, Apple.
No, I'm fine.
You have a copy.
Purpose of the BRR, 1.4 method.
But why the DA members don't have a
copy? Sabotage. No, but we're going to take it to your pension.
But I think when we were photocopying it, mine that is it.
We've got
a DFS
memory.
No. Table
boys.
We've got nothing to do
with that. I thought it was freezing. The calling ball. FTA,
he didn't have an objection. He
The purpose of the BR report, it is stated there, colleagues, it can change. The purpose of it is the law issue. And then on the medium term budget policy statement, bearing in mind then that this report or the act, the money based procedure rated act, whatever, was really designed and promulgated to assist Parliament to enhance its oversight role over the legislature, but to give Parliament some time for the Parliament to be able to amend the budget. But amending the budget is a long process. It's a very, very long process. And in that, in fact, in that area, we are stating what is already there in the Act. Any issue on purpose, I think we are fine on it. Rabita, do you have a copy now?
I do, sir.
We are fine?
I'm fine.
Is it different copy?
Yes. Professor Rabita.
Let us proceed for it. Kofi Zabai, Mali Shiva, Honorable Mali Shiva. We are with us? Okay. Well, not be disturbed by the resignation and retirement of your friend, Donald. Mr. Donald, Honorable Lee. And then method of our work, and any issue there that you want to take on, are we fine on that paper as well? Yes, sir.
On method.
Yeah.
Just now you spoke about the during the year, you get presentations from people who want, they want to influence us to amend our budget, you understand? You call in people here to come talk to us. You say this is a good project and it should be supported, right? In other words, if that should be supported, then you must amend the budget to support it. that extra project, whatever it is. Now, the question now is, when in this report will be discussed, will that sort of be discussed now? How are we going to amend the budget chambers? Because that's why we're here to amend the budget, and we got presentations throughout the year from people, not many, from people who said, who came here with good proposals. And he said, we must look at this. We must be supportive of this. Understand? Now, where will those other things be included? In other words, how will the budget be amended? Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think with that one, to me, when I looked at the page one in the introduction, the role and mandate for portfolio, I think bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth bullet, where we're supposed to facilitate public participation in the processes, where we did not do our work yet, which I believe, Jefferson, we can't now quickly when we look at the method and then try to put things as people have actually responded to. I think we need to look at that as a gray area in our work as a portfolio to say in future we are going to actually look at the facilitation of public participation and look at what submit to us. But now as it is, to me, it won't actually give us much of what we think would be, because it will just, to me, it will just be something that would open up on other things than actually creating the necessary interaction that we sought to have done. But now as it is, let's just look at it as a gray area. Thank you.
Okay, now I think we'll draw a distinction between amending the budget and requesting the department to do its own environment. Amending the budget in terms of the processes, we must take the issues to appropriation committee. Appropriation committee must engage with us, have a discussion with us. Then the appropriation committee must make a recommendation to finance committee. Finance committee then will make a recommendation to the Minister of Finance. It's a long process in Parliament, just to avoid anyway everyone thinking that we can amend the budget as easy as possible. It's the most difficult thing to do. In fact, the capacity that we have now, you can never match the capacity of the Cabinet. You know that if you want to amend the national budget, you must have all these economies, world-class economies, not spasm. World-class economies should appear before the committee to this work, and then to match the finance would take us many years, really, Mr. Lee, truly. But there's no harm for us to persuade the department to do some environment in terms of their programs. They have identified 5 programs. Of course, I think they'll share this program, I guess, after we've adopted your national transport plan. One way or another, should change, generally, because we have changed the issue now. We have now a national sport plan. You do have also an NDP that captures your sport. Simply means that as we are dealing with budget at the time, the national sport plan was not yet adopted. Now there's a national sport plan. Simply means that the allocation of money for 2014 and 15 will change generally and follow that national development, also national sport plan. I think on this one, really, we can always persuade the department, assist with this one, don't assist this one, maybe. But we amending the main appropriation bill is the most difficult thing we can do, Rabutan. Because you need to understand not just 1 billion run for a department, to understand the entire economy of the country in order for you to amend the national budget. It is precisely because of that that the department, I think Parliament has set up now to call a budget officer. A budget officer alone working with 88 portfolio committees will never make it easy. Then amending the national budget, I think we'll amend it when Comrade Frager is 70 years old then. And then we'll amend then the national budget as a particular COVID. It's a difficult thing because we must engage so-called, and then we must justify with so-called why we are even proposing to amend the budget. And then we must hold all necessary economic information for you to do that. If the so-called agrees, we'll then take it to DABA, of course I'm talking about committees, and we must convince the finance committee, and then convince it, really convince it, economically, statistically, everything, we must put it there. And then for them to agree, then you go to the minister. That is the most difficult process. It is there because the intention was to assist Parliament to have an enhanced oversight function. But I guess that was not intended to implement it in a very abrupt approach, you know, that is going to develop as a process over many years. But this one, in terms of budget, moving from Program 1 to Program 2, I think the committee can make those proposals, generally. That nobody thinks this one project, program is not well-funded. Must participate, you think maybe there's no money there, why can't you move this one? That one, you can do it as a committee. But amending the entire budget would be the most difficult. But you must also know, colleagues, that the budget in 2014, it created the world, right? Value, right? Who's an amend? Would be a nice dream, but it's value. You're not going to depend on the money, value. And they value. And the Ohakan and Karan, you was a good person in the international scene, it would be difficult. But on this one, I think that's what the intention is on that. I think on method, I think we agree that the method is correct. I think also we have captured all the organizations that appear before the committee. Cora is here with his. All this oversight visit at the time, and then outline content of the budget, really just to say this is the content of the budget, 2.1 key government policy document. Another document that is missing in terms of key policy document of government. Yes.
On page two, where you talked of oversight, I don't see KZN because the KZN has also visited sometimes. I don't know whether we have put it away.
Okay.
Honourable Member, thank you for the opportunity, Chair. My question is, was it before October last year or after? Before. So it will not be included because this is from October last year up until October this year. Because it would have been included, it was included in the VRRR of last year. So in this one, it considers what has transpired between then and now.
Because I remember what when we said we need to give a report after having visited all provinces, which are in my memory, would mean that even if it was before October, when we do, because I think this one, when we look at the method and we have put this thing under method, it should actually to any person who might get this see that the other one was also attended to. I don't actually dispute the fact that it was before or what, but I'm looking at, I was just looking at all these provinces, and then about okay, it's a KZN and Gauteng. I thought maybe, but if we feel a person better. When we do maybe our last work, because I'm thinking of, maybe we won't come back. Whoever will take this report will see that this one omitted KZN and Gauteng. So I thought maybe because we are closing the 20th, the fourth term. That is my thinking, unless otherwise.
No, I think you are right. But there will be an consolidated oversight report. In fact, it's part of our general agenda. We'll come to that one where we cover all 9 provinces in one consolidated report. But for the BRRR process, we can't take anything beyond October last year. And then that's why we have to start October to October, almost is a year period, making it very nice that EPR by its very nature should be covering the entire year. All the, what we call quarterly report. I'm not sure whether commissioners do ever read them, but it's quarterly report every quarter. Is a build up really for you to have a better BER process once we have done with every quarterly report. I know that some of the quarterly reports in a number of parliament general terms have been very critical about some of them, that are not assisting them to arrive at a correct analysis of the departmental performance during the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. And then because the BER is informed by the entire year activity of the organization. The one that you are reading, of course, will be that side, but it's going to be part of your consolidated report that is going to capture some of the areas and observation as we're visiting somewhere in Eastern Cape, the Tumsin area there, and then the Buffalo City problem and other area there. We'll come on that. We visited Tumsin, we saw what is happening there, all those matters. But it will be one consolidated oversight report. That it should, in fact, it already read under, I think, in the drafting stage, they very soon have to accept common call.
Yeah, no, I think, sir, you're right. Because in this, that figure, I think the prayer of the mayor should also be the same. I hope the committee is not afraid of money.
It is not a bad idea. Let us proceed, please. Key government policy document. National development plan. The table we are sure about that. Yeah, sure. Don't forget that in the 21st century, we can't always use our natural intelligence, must research things. That would be very backward. Must research things. Mr.
No, Chairperson, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm glad that I see that we are supporting the National Development Plan, the NDP. Let's go on, Chief. We can go on record now and say we support that plan, Chairperson.
Okay. We are very happy on that. Can we move an outcome-based approach? 2.2, are we happy with that approach? Rabuta, are you happy on that? All our appreciation, we should try to write in full. The whole issue that we have raised as a principal point, capture critical information, write in simple English. Don't make it very difficult. Even a person who is not a professor must be able to read and understand what we're talking about. And capture the way, the essence of Parliament, what is Parliament all about, but capture the Baba.
Oh, you need a test.
Baba.
Kosi.
Yeah.
Senzen,
I'm
sorry.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
In fact, as we are coming in, we are thinking about you, dreaming about Comrade Tambo.
Okay.
Telling you that I was going to defend the masses.
Yeah.
We congratulate you really for being elected as a second deputy president.
Yeah.
You have retained your position.
Yeah.
And then
we increase majority. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Your lobby team was working very hard.
Yeah.
Post the end way involved. I know, I'm very lucky.
I sense the theme.
No, because we haven't heard about my culture before. We are dealing with a DR report. And let us proceed, colleagues, on the outcome, his approach. Cora, I hope that you were able to give Upum what the your study group, the one day you are saying on trusting other report. I'm sorry, to the template.
Oh, they still looking for it. This amendment, I send you to check it.
Okay.
They'll get it.
Okay.
I think the research, they can also research it.
This is my 21st century.
Let us post the colleagues and the outcome base. And what happens was join our match.
Yes, yes.
What are the issues there? Are we happy with the way that have shot? My interest is always in key findings and recommendations. Yeah, I'm told that next year you may join us. Okay. Cora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the
design. Yeah, it's disputing that.
I'm fine.
He's fine with that.
Hi. I
would be. Yeah, that side is much easier than this side.
I think.
Colleagues, I think we have agreed in general on the outcome-based approach. Strategic plan 2.3, Mr. Lee. The point that we're raising there, that strategic plan in general will change because of the adoption of the national sport plan in the creation. And the issues there that are covered on page 1, 2, 3, and paragraph 1, 2, 4, on page 4. Any issue there that you want to raise? Robert, are you happy with that page?
Yes,
Robert. Donald Lee. We are waiting for page 5. And Mkulev, we are fine. Honorable Mkulev, we are fine. I know that you are busy now writing letters to the Inata duplicate. Yes, Mitchell. The listening this side, we write this side. I hope that one writes to them BRR. Because they will never understand what you are talking about. And then also we are going to lose election for you to be re-elected to write BRR. And we need young men like you to continuously lead the society. page 4, we are happy. Page 5, Honorable Lee, any point there?
Yeah, but it's on the third paragraph.
Third paragraph, yeah.
It's about this new app that we run the call. It's called the SA Commerce Portal. Now we are dealing with this, and the only thing that I'm asking here is
is that this must become as expeditiously as possible. I think the minister promised us here that it will be done. I think he said so. You understand? All I'm saying is, and I want to repeat, that it must be done to keep us in the hospital. We will not be copied very well checked. You understand? And rules and regulations. That's all I'm saying.
Quora.
No, no.
It needs to.
I think I wanted to respond, but he has also corrected himself honorably. No, it is this, when you mentioned the issue of the minister, because I think the minister explained that the complexity of this bill, and that's why it's been taking so long to come. But really, it must happen.
It must happen.
It must happen because of the situation boxing finds itself in. I mean, they can't even have a staff, a comprehensive staff. So they will always have this ex-claimers and whatever, and these red robots. But this will take them out of that. But you must just appeal that. No, no, it's me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, colleagues, now we'll work it out, and I think we'll wait for the minister. I think in the meeting, the minister addressed the issue. He explained the complexity of this matter. I think it's fair that they were making a good example of open boxing in the home. So the part of our country, street fighting, that is, stick fighting,
yeah.
Or those things. We're saying that it's very complex, that I won't pass story. That need to be covered on that. I think let us wait for him to do that. But Mr. Lee, there's any attempt again to reintroduce your private members' bill, I don't think there will be a harm to do so. I said that, of course, when we delete it, you won't do that for example by then. You will be retired by then. Then he's going to follow you then. We'll make it to retire.
All I'm trying to say is that we'll be in breach of the laws if I should be submitted. That's all I'm saying. They can't use this excuse.
Okay, let us proceed. Boom.
Chair, I was going to be precise, to say part of the revoking this combat here should look at the legislative mandate report and equate that to the resources that should be allocated to avoid the red robot.
Okay, now let us move on. We are fine on that. 160.9 million rand is the correct figure. Is the correct figure because of the offer. We budgeted 160 million. Okay. Is that fine? It's correct figure. Don't forget that we shouldn't take to their house a figure that even ourselves we are not sure of. It's the correct figure. I think that Sumaya, we are here, you verify that, but table, I think we have research, it's not in Pooms, we are fine.
But where's
the center reflected here? Okay, we'll work on it.
Sir.
Yes, what?
You say this is for Upcon and Chen.
Champions League.
No, but it's not, Champions League is not here.
There.
Where?
ANC.
Oh, okay.
African National Champions.
Yeah.
Championship.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to
you. You are grateful?
Yeah.
Oh, the president, the second TV president.
I shared it.
You shared this comment?
No, no, the LOC.
LOC? Local organizing committee? For African Championship?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Can we question take each other?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. It's important to note that this 160 goes to the whole city,
yeah.
Not to FRSA. FRSA gets only 2 million because it was discussed yesterday. And you need
so
to
this one goes to
whole city.
Great.
Okay. Okay, no, that's fine then. I think also very happy that he's responsible for that.
Yeah.
Now there's 160
additional
funding. Is it going to be successful?
Very.
Is it going to be very successful?
It must.
people are going to attend the marshes. I can't be right, it don't go through. Anyway, I'm just saying this thing, I know that there are party supporters here. As long as South African football fans, they can't separate a national, continental, international match. Paris plays against the Spalans, Orlando Stadium, there's no quorum.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A very important African team, Esperance of Tunisia, or the Pirate of South Africa. Really, really, general, because the point that I'm raising, Cora, is that the new SAFA leadership, they must learn to market their games. They must really learn to market their games. It used to happen, some time ago, I think Pumz was 15 years old at the time, Abdul Bamshi.
Yeah.
And then the stadium was always full.
Yeah.
I think the danger now is that we are just hoping that with God's grace, people go to this data. It can't be right, generally, because you are not really marketing your games correctly. Even this championship is not going to be successful without marketing it very well. And then as an organizing person anyway, Mosia, I hope that this time we'll really have people attending this game. Because this one is going to be a real chance in Africa. Should be full. Can you imagine in Europe, I know Bayern Munich playing against Chelsea, the stadium is empty. It's unimaginable. But the manner in which we are organizing our games here is always very bad. Of course, it's successful in terms of you, because you are there, but in terms of supporters going to stay down, making a festival of soccer, a real festival of soccer, I think has not been very successful, truly speaking. And then I think we must turn around, course, because we are here, but also you are now a convene of the team. And I think as we go to these games and Cora, you must be singing there. Happy. And happily, because otherwise it becomes really as school kids go to school, free chicken for young kids, stepping them from school, just to come and cover for your failure. Your failure to really publicize and advertise games and to disturb our schools. It can't be right. At least really, in general, I think it's tough for now. I think we've created stability. We are very clear now what we're doing. And of course, again, good luck for our former president of SAFA, Nemadendane. Mm-hmm. Was a good friend of the committee, respected the committee. And then really, it did very well. I think the team that is in now has really worked very hard on that. But because if we don't do that, we are giving us a mandate to call you and come and account in this committee. Mm. If there's a failure, we call you to account in this committee. And then as a member, honorable member yourself, would be very nice. But we must try to advertise our games, generally in radios, in TVs, everywhere. We just advertise it. We must do that. We used to do that. Man. When you go to Orlando Stadium those days, it was beaming to see in general, because we used to advertise, you never leave it to chances. And in these games, they are going to be empty if you are not really starting now to advertise them. And then project these teams that are coming in this area. Because really, it's very bad to do that. And then you must move on this one.
Okay.
It is because of you are giving them 160 million rand. And then it can't just 160 million rand with no person in the stadium. You go through these old age homes, getting our go-go's there to go, then attend. This is abuse of them.
That's one issue. No, this 160 million. With the host cities, they must account for it. We don't want to have an issue like when it came to the Eastern Cape, people could not account for 50 million. So, really. And if they don't account, then people must, the consequences will be there. Thanks.
Okay, no, the whole cities, I think they'll do with that one. All of you and Kitty, what is that issue of national service position? National sport plan. Always, when we start, page five, paragraph 3, there, not paragraph 3, overview key development and organizational service delivery environment and department 212 to 13, to 213 to 214, MGE. And I think we must have that cabinet approve the national sport and recreation plan. And then we can then abbreviate it. These are issues that I want to do. Are you fine with that one, Comrade Steiger? Okay. Mr. Lee?
Chairperson, if you even to execute a plan, you must have people to execute that plan, Chairperson. You must have qualified, sort of permanent people to do that. And when we looked at the staff allocation and whether they are permanent or whether they are just acting, you know, we were worried about that at the time. So all I'm saying, Chairperson, if we really want to execute this plan, we must see that those people are appointed. The key appointment, Chairperson. I wanted to say key appointments, but all of them are key. So please, the people must be appointed to do their jobs.
Okay, I think on that point, we must do it that way. But I think there was last week where Comrade Cora were emphasizing the experience of the Cubanos, how they promote the sport, and how healthy they are. Combining the two, I think the point that we are saying that if sport really is assisting us to address the well-being and health discrimination, we'll be having a very healthy society that is making a long-term contribution to the economy of the country. Okay, let us proceed. Questions and comments for consideration. What do you want, this one? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. The questions really are for members of the committee to raise, particularly with regard to this the review and recommendations for the budget, to consider that once the National Sports and Recreation Plan has been is being implemented, and the shortage of staff in the department, and there's a lot of two posts that the AG and annual performance plan, the annual plan has raised. That there's insufficient staff. On the same tone that the building cannot also accommodate the number of staff that are there. How is this then going to be achieved? How are the targets going to be achieved based on considering that there are those challenges? This is merely for clarity seeking from the committee members to raise the department.
Honourable Ben McKenzie, you are most welcome.
Apologies, Chair.
The President of the Natal Shards.
Apologies.
President of the Natal Shards.
We sympathize with you.
We are always in sympathy with you. We are a reliable friend.
We are always in sympathy.
This is a question that I put forward for department to clarify. The national sport plan, staffing issues, are we having enough now? Are we planning this thing? Is it in our budget? Because the national sport and recreation plan has been accepted by the cabinet. Therefore, in our view, that it should be implemented. Do we have resources to do that in terms of human? What is the situation? Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I think if you look at our annual performance plan, we have indicated a phased-in approach of how we're going to implement the sport and recreation plan. We have set out the priorities for the different years. So based on that, we have then budgeted according to what we have put as priorities for delivery in each financial year. And against that, we are delivering as far as possible. The areas, if you look at our annual performance plan, where we have not delivered on key things, we have indicated what the constraints were, what the plan was to actually address those issues. With regard to insufficient staff, Mr. Chairperson, we did indicate in our previous meeting that we were undertaking an organizational review, and to an extent we had put a moratorium on the filling of vacant posts until such time that the organizational review was completed. But having realized that the process was taking much longer than anticipated, we then engaged with overnight labor so that we could review that process and start to advertise posts, which we have done. But at the same time, whilst we're trying to fill in vacancies, Mr. Chairperson, we have had a huge staff turnover of people resigning. So if you look at it, as much as we are filling in posts, there have been people resigning at the same time. So if you look at the situation on paper, it looks like there's no progress being made because of the fact that whilst we employ, people are resigning. But we have indicated that this is receiving attention. We've also started a process of looking at lower level posts. You know, there's internal advertisements that have been going out. So this is also, again, not shown that we are growing the number of personnel, because there are internal people who also are successful in getting the posts in terms of upward mobility as well. But we are addressing that. We are now going out on a process of external advertising for other vacant posts there. With regard to the office space, Mr. Chairperson, if you look at the National Sport and Recreation Plan, it also speaks of a sports house, and we were reviewing how do we then look for office accommodation that also takes into consideration a sports house for our sports federations, because as has always come to the fore is that there's a lack of office accommodation for many of our federations. They cannot optimally function. There are governance issues because they do not operate in a professional manner. They have a lot of them still operate from the boot of their cars. So we were looking at office accommodation that will consider that as well. So that we've delayed that process. And then, Ms. Chairperson, with regard to office accommodation, there are dependencies because we have to provide all of our specifications to the Department of Public Works, who then put this out on tender. But at the moment, we are trying within our own spaces to create open plan offices, etc., so that we can accommodate the existing staff in region place. Thank you, sir.
Okay, colleagues. Those answers that are provided on the question posed by the committee there. Yes, sir.
Sir. I do not understand. These issues we dealt with last week in the presence of the minister, and they made us to understand what is the process, the issue which is raised by Sumaya, that they are also busy with DPSA and all these things, and are engaging the labor movement and what have you. Now the question is, in this BCP, should we ask this question?
I think we're meant to read for members of the committee only, not as part of the overall report.
Oh, okay. Because most of these issues were dealt with last week with the department and the minister.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just really meant for us here for explanation purposes by the department to ensure that when we capture it in the report, and the possibility of a sport house, that they're taking an incremental approach. But it seems that Sumaya, it is by all these things are budgeted for. They're budgeted for. The budget is set aside for them. There is progress in terms of the approach on this issue. It would be very nice to have a sport house in South Africa. But not all other organizations should be accommodated. real professional organization and real criteria how you accommodate people. Safa got a Safa house. Post is it working? Safa house.
Yeah.
It's still working.
It's still there. Web club.
The man is still there?
Yeah.
Not coming.
Okay, no. The question I put there is just to assist the committee to recapture them.
And the honourable member quite correctly says still or still there, but yeah. I can tell you it is not that true.
Oh, well,
but on paper, yes.
It was explained.
We donated and then talked to the government.
No. It was explained. At a certain point in time.
Honorable Kelly, can you assist as the president?
But what we want, Safa, I'm told that anyway, the new leader is talking about development of sport everywhere in our country. But there are very few sporting facilities there. It will be very exciting to see how you're going to do it. But I think the leadership is coming into play. It's promising to turn things around in sport. We didn't qualify for Brazil. I think all the leadership that were there should have really been punished for that sin, including in course.
We've already paid the price.
We have not paid any price.
We did.
We have not paid any price.
But something the president.
No, let us proceed. But I thought that if the president pays the price, the deputy president and the second deputy president collectively should have paid the price. It is a noted concern that we didn't take us to Brazil. But you are still around.
No, the first thing that we should talk about is the man who attacked me the other day, but he kept quiet. He called
me. Let us proceed. Honorable leaders taking a bow for other areas. You know that it's always been interviewer.
Yeah,
that
is part of the evaluating
committee. The evaluating committee man. He says that whoever goes...
I have to in my face at
let us proceed. And I think we are fine with the explanation table for capture the essence of that. Progress has been made and this is a possibility. The report has covered both good news and bad news. Where we performed well, must appreciate it. Where there's no performance, we must deal with it. Okay. What is your goal number one? I think we are fine on that. There are questions there. So my point I want to raise on the question that I put forward. Page 6. 3.1 strategy goal number one, increases in access to sport and recreation activities annual by 5% by 2016, 5% increase. And welcome, Comrade Lady.
Yeah.
Welcome, don't disturb the meeting. Going back to KZN won't take us an hour. Let us proceed. Yeah.
Mr. Shepherd, I think this program deals with the mass participation program. If you're looking at the funding, firstly, the 529 million rand is a conditional grant that is given to the provinces. And the provinces have to spend this aligned to a conditional grant framework. I think that funding, yes, was spent in full because the fact that the provinces are given a budget, there's a conditional grant framework, there's continuous reporting that they have to do to us aligned to the framework, and hence you would find that the budget has been spent. With regard to the participants, I think we had also reported, Mr. Chairperson, that when we looked at participants, there were various ways of measuring them. When you're looking at the 42,000 as put down as a target, they were not only considering actual participants, but I think they considered also people who would attend an event and not necessarily participate, but maybe spectators. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at actual people who participated and in activities, sports-related activities, that was the amount that came through. So maybe it was a target that was not properly thought out, and hence that is why there was such major deviation from the actual. But also, Mr. Chairperson, what we've now done is we've also looked at, when we do our planning, to look at the conditional grant, we've put it separately, their targets have been now put in separately. If you look at our new 2013-14 annual performance plan, we've also looked at key target activities and looked at what realistically are the participation trends, and then set the target to meet those.
Okay, Comrade Sindane and Honourable Marquez.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the participation of citizens in sports and recreation, we must, Chairperson, appreciate what the department is doing. And we remember our earlier question on recreation. What is the department going to do in the senior citizens? I am actually very delighted to say to the chairperson, there is so much work that is going down to all the persons. I've seen also in Mpumalanga where we have a team of Abogogo and Abomkulu actually moving around the country playing. And recently they were playing they were at Kaligogo in White River. So to us, it is actually trying to show that we have the department that has really the interest of our citizens that they must actually participate in sport. So which means that I think even what the department is actually writing that they targeted, but the actual performance does not actually make it. I think if they could actually be not too excited with the figure, but move. They can have the vision, the bigger vision, but move the target in a manner that will definitely tell us that something is doing. Because if somebody is here, they think that the department is not doing, but there is something that is doing. We appreciate that, Chairperson, very much.
Well, good news. Department is doing well. About both of us, I don't know, cool. By education, part of life is improving the quality of life of our people. Okay, good news. I think the team that put it down, they will note it correctly. So, yes, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Chair. I just think you've got to be careful. When we talk about wanting to increase annually by 5%, on what figure? Because if we're talking about, you know, 40,000 who participated, now it's down to 86. We've heard that some of those might be spectators or whatever, but it clearly says they're participants. So I'm trying to get an understanding. 5% per year is fine. I think the goal is great, but on what basis? So how do we measure it going forward? That's what I'm saying. And I'd like clarity on spectators vis-a-vis participants. Thank you.
The double is more spectators than participants. When you're in the most mobile state, the more spectators than the Sharks players. There are 22 all in all. There are 60,000 spectators. Then when you talk about participation, you can't call those spectators participants. You can't call them. Of course, they want to increase it by 5% annually, but the baseline is not there. I think that's the point that you're raising, that there's no baseline. And we should have a baseline that therefore be easy to measure it every 5 years, every year. There's no baseline at the moment. Maybe we're moving from zero baseline. But there should be a general baseline that we put, that then this 5% increase every year is a measurable thing. That the participation of course,
it's a good thing that Abu Koko Nomkuru are participating now. It seems that we are moving towards rebuilding the spirit of really playing nation, a healthy nation, that we can do that. I think we will capture that accordingly. Okay, let us move on. Strategy goal 2. Few some questions that national associate national federation. Notwithstanding Mackenzie's friend from the Atlantic of Africa. I know that you are great friends. They are suspended. Okay. Any point that you want to raise on strategy goal number 2 in terms of our report? Don't forget that we are not a department. Our duty is to report as members of parliament, not as department. What the department does, we oversee it, but we must reflect our own observation on the department. Okay? You are fine on this one? Rabutapi, any points that you want to raise? There are a few questions here that are raised. So my point that you want to make on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairperson. Mr. Chairperson, the issue of the transformation chart and the scorecard arose out of the National Sport and Recreation in Durban and within the National Sport and Recreation Plan, which was only adopted in May 2012. So it was the first year of implementation. And obviously all systems were not in place for us then to measure or to use the transformation charter and the scorecard to implement it effectively. So it was the whole of us, we were trying to put in the system. But now we have a funding framework for our sports federations, where we're giving them conditional funding and guaranteed funding. And the conditional funding is aligned to the dimensions of the transformation scorecard. We've also now put in place a reporting mechanism or a reporting template that speaks to the transformation scorecard. So hopefully, Mr. Chairperson, I think in this financial year, we're actually focusing on, again, not all the codes of sport, because obviously this is a new system. We're going to test it out with a few codes of sport. And hopefully this will help us in going forward to increase the numbers.
Okay. It's a work in progress, really. The National Sport and Nutrition Plan adopted in May 2012. They're putting this. I think the top five in the Sumaya, they should be measured. The top five national federation, Mackenzie Rugby, must be cricket and soccer, and of course, the soccer should be measured also. Of course, you know, the transformation level, I think we are fine, but development level. Every cent that we spend for development, because I'm Miami development. I'm not a developer before, I'm not a cloud, and I don't know. And what you didn't kind of create, because it's all great, and someone don't have a was in that. They say, like, we cost us, what is that house?
Upper house.
I think there are many issues, though. I know, I'm not sure why you're fighting with the coach anyway. I thought that there's always a difference between a coach and a leadership. It seems that taking the coach head on, and I see him articulating a position. And it was a very exciting position. Advocate non-coordinate. And I think the point is put there, colleagues. I think this is work made in progress. We will, of course, oversee this and see whether it's progress or not. Cricket, rugby, soccer. And what is the next one? Is sports, athletics. Despite the fact that there's no marathon in Soweto, the association is almost dissolved, suspended leadership. I'm not sure how long are they going to remain suspended, though. Because I think decision must be taken sooner to ensure that Athletics South Africa is put in its right position. And then athletics generally, a lot of people who are really encouraged to play in this area. I think it's the weakness right now when there's no leadership that is leading it. I don't think SASCOP will have capacity anyway to assist them to replace the organization. I hope the department will continuously facilitating and persuading them to see some sense here in ensuring that identity is recognized. You know very well that year when the one is where it was cancelled, large number of sporting persons from Lesotho and all other places were preparing themselves to come and participate. They were really complaining about this because it's almost a must thing now. It's almost a must thing. People come there in large numbers to work. We know that Mackenzie is dealing with the Comrade Marathon issue there. There's a lot of progress now that has been made in that field. But it seems organization in general is correct, and hopefully, as you measure them also, you deal with them. That's a question of good governance, though. Because what does it do to give them money if the money simply disappears? They can't account for this money, they come back in one moment. And Nepal also has is part of your top sporting areas that we need to work on it, okay? And the 80% target, any point that you want to raise there? Yeah. Okay, then try to go number two over the transformation as well. There's one question there about 80% target. That the one is raised that cannot be seen as not realistic. Okay.
So we're looking at 80% of the recognized federation, which is we have a specific in 76.
Okay.
10 is the number, I think the number of federations.
Okay, no, that's fine. On page 8 now, I think we are fine with the areas. I think I explained really. We are located 241. Is there any issue there I want to raise on that page 8? Is there a question for consideration?
Mr. Chairperson, if you look at in this goal here, this falls under scientific support. Now, under scientific support, there were assistance provided to high-performing athletes to be provided with coaching and other scientific support services, and as well as we've had centers of excellence, centers of specialization, where athletes were put in to receive high-performance training. And especially a lot of them who were medal hopefuls in different competitions. But we realized that if we had to look at the sports plan, the focus on just, it was only servicing a few athletes. So for us it was important that we look at the district academies and look at sports focused schools as well. So the accounting officer has realized that at the time when then we realized that this was not going to be an appropriate or a long-term solution for high performance, he indicated that this thing should stop with immediate effect. So we did not take new people onto the program. Only those who were already on the program continued until the contract with those institutions expired, and no new people were taken onto this program because the new approach was the district academies and using sports-focused schools as well in ensuring that we get more people into this program and we offer assistance to a greater number of athletes.
Okay. Colleagues, I think the work in progress seems also a very exciting plan. High performance area is very, very important for us. If we want to perform at the West Nash level, I think we need to go to development of them. Should be well managed, though. Well managed and well governed. I think that would be very useful for us. I think it's very exciting to hear that. We want to move on and page 9. Try to go number 5, code and recreation, use a strategy tool to contribute directly to 5 government. Priorities of the United Nations, priorities by 2016. Any point that you want to raise in that problem? We are in work in progress. We went to Prisca, we went to Andrina anyway in terms of the strategy board number 4. And I think in Prisca also, I think we're impressed. Abutab, we're not part of that team?
No.
We're busy in Zimbabwe. So you miss a real, real exciting time to see
when resources resources are provided, facilities are provided. So see, I mean, I think the staff at that area, generally speaking, is doing well. And in Eppington, Prisca, and Rena, they're trying their level best. But I think there is really well organized. Where we, they were with us until the end, I think they're doing well. And then hopefully, you won't dissolve them. You'll keep them up to ensure that they went to a higher level.
Baba, my other little concern is the involvement of the sports and recreation, you know, on HIV and AIDS. Because you see, most of our players actually are affected as a result of this. And if we don't engage and get involved in this to help, you know, players grow beyond this, obviously, we are going to end up, you know, with players who are infected with this scare and not being able to, you know, develop them to their full potential.
Okay. Well, life area, I think that's the point that you are raising. Somewhere it must be then on the board, I guess. And to address some of the problems, because education around these issues and lifestyle should be a very continuous education. Because it is for the young people always come in sports, it's a tight general, there's no stopping. And therefore we must always continuously try to play leadership role or that area of one. That's fine. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. Just to respond to the issue of life skills. I think in our mass participation program, part of the training that we give to the volunteers and to the coaches, the technical officials, is on HIV and AIDS. The other area initiative, Mr. Chairperson, is Love Life has always been, I mean, the issue of Love Life and the funding has always been something that's come to the fore, and their criticism has come about the amount of funding that goes to Love Life. I must indicate, Mr. Chairperson, that there's been a lot of work done with Love Life, where we've now integrated a lot of their program to align to the sport and recreation plan, so that all of our activities now, there's always Love Life's involvement is there. They always get an, I mean, they're quite visible in terms of the education programs on healthy lifestyles. So a lot of work is going on there. But I think there's much more we can do. Yes, we do see that in terms of our players, especially at professional level, etc., there is much more work we can do with regard to HIV and AIDS. Mr. Chairperson, the issue here around the facilities. We have started working on the audit of the facilities. In 2011, at the beginning of 2011, when the minister hosted a strategic session with MACs and provincial departments of sport, with SASCOC, one of the resolutions was each province would do their own audit of facilities. Some of the provinces have already started that, but at the National Department of Sport and Recreation, we have also put a team together to look at the audit of facilities. Our DG has also engaged the DG of the Department of Science and Technology. The CSIR has done quite a lot of work with other departments of like Correctional Services, Department of Housing, in auditing infrastructure. So we are looking at a partnership with them to help with that audit of facilities. Because this is a priority for us, Mr. Chairperson, because we have also started a process of applying for a separate grant for infrastructure development. And that separate grant, we hope, is going to come from the MIG, because I think we can safely say the MIG had not benefited sport optimally as much as 15% of the funding, the MIG funding, in 2011 was ring-fenced for sport and recreation facilities. If you look around the country, not every municipality is actually using that 14% to build sport and recreation facilities. So we've engaged with the National Treasury to say we need our own separate grant. We've put in a very detailed proposal to them to say that whilst in 2012-13, the MIG grant was, if you look at the 15%, it comes to about 2 billion rands. but we think in year one, at least if we could get 1 billion rand, so that we can kickstart some projects and see how we perform as a department in rolling up projects, and then we can ask for more. But unfortunately, Treasury has come back to us to say that yes, they have considered our proposal, but the Minister of Finance is reviewing all the municipal local government grants, and sport and recreation will be considered within that review, and perhaps they will look at us perhaps maybe getting something in the year 2015-2016. The other mandate we are also working with the Department of Science and Technology, who are going to assist us with the National Facilities Plan. We already have a classification framework. We've also come up with a framework for a sustainability plan for sports facilities as part of this proposal that we have sent to the National Treasury. And if you're looking at what we would like to build, we're already turning out outdoor gyms. We will have one in every province as a start. We've already put one in Mitchell's Plain. One will be constructed shortly in Mabopane, and then the others will be rolled out during the next couple of months in the different provinces. And then the geographical information system as well, we're working with local government to see what systems they have in place, so that for us, instead of now, once we have an audit of facilities, then we can actually populate this GIS, so that at a glance, where all the facilities are. So going forward, we don't have to start the process of facilities audit. We can just upgrade and update the GIS so we know where all the facilities are. We've already got a document. We're updating our norms and standards document at the moment. With regard to the sports councils, Mr. Chairperson, we have the establishment is actually driven by SASCOC. We have in our conditional grant allocated funding, at least 3% of the funding in the conditional grant that should be transferred to the sports councils. For the first time, we have sent out standard operating procedures to the provinces of how they report on the funding. But I think one of the things that we've indicated to the provinces as well, that when they transfer funding to the sports council, there should be a service level agreement that should be signed between themselves and the sports councils, like they would do to any entity where funds are transferred. So this is the first time we've asked for them to transfer money. Previously, they would pay on a goods and services basis. So we're hoping to get reports now from the first end of the second quarter to see how the funding is spent by those sports councils. And as I said, Mr. Chairperson, we will have to look at, it is SASCOC who actually has been establishing and setting up the sports councils. So with regard to why some of them don't have it and others have it, I'm not sure what the challenges are at this time.
Thank you very much. Conrad
Marken. Yeah, I don't want to belabor the point, but for this term of all of us here, this question of MEG funds not being spent, our portion of it on facilities, is a recurring problem. And I thought it was probably a bit of a dream to expect Treasury to change their minds, because the policy is clear that Treasury don't like splitting the funding. But hasn't the time come? We're talking about 2 billion at a time on these things. Hasn't the time come for us to have an ombudsman or someone like that specifically to monitor these municipalities and so on, so we can ensure that money does go to these to these facilities? So that's really what we're talking about here. If someone else is looking, or isn't it? I think we need to get specific and say, hey, we need to sort this out. Because we keep talking about the same thing. Now we have 2015, maybe 2016. Yeah, it's too late.
Okay, that would be fine. I think Mackenzie is raising a point. It should be considered and have some discussion about it. Maybe it's not a bad idea at all. If it does work, as I thought, that's our decision anyway. All along, it's a recommendation that passed. We should implement the municipality infrastructure plan, both departments. I think somewhere it captured somewhere in our resolution. And we should do that. Okay.
someone will look at it, it's not a bad idea. Of course, we have to sit down ourselves and just clarify our mind what is it going to do. You know that the health committee already approved that in terms of the health sector. The ombudsman there. When we call it treated bad, it goes there to complain.
Is it done good that it's too done?
No. Why do you want to disclose your wife? I can just see from today the heaviest man. Probably my boys attend. For the whole day.
I thought it's cutting it next.
Especially call number six colleagues, I think again is it's almost a technical issue there.
Chair, we're just trying to keep your members healthy.
You must also keep me healthy. You are becoming a bush doctor. Okay. No, colleagues, we are slightly bold number six. I think we are fine on that. These are internal processes. Of course, somewhere, I think in our report, we have highlighted the committee paper that the department has received and qualified the report. Some of those things must be captured a little bit higher. And they're not hidden somewhere in general thing. And of course, there are two matters of emphasis now. Just part of the lines. No one will be written. The only thing that good news should also be captured that will capture bad news. And then must always be in that level of what. When department does well, we appreciate it. When they do bad, we do that. I think the camps also that cover some. The progress that we are making there is social support for social shape, all those areas that we should cover them. I think it will be far better. I know that our paragraphs are very long. I know that many of you will also start in a teen anyways, but you like any confusing thing. Everyone must be confused by a very long paragraph. With many advocates, you can't win in court with so long paragraphs. Because you trip yourself. What you said in one sentence is contradicted by another sentence. And therefore everyone when he reads it is this trancher general. Never apply the mind.
And I'm sure that there's what we call legal writing when you are actually people admitted.
Yeah.
And you would fail. You will not be admitted as an advocate.
You will fail. Because the only parliament is the clear. Must say is what you want to achieve.
Legal
writing. Comrade Mbos, yeah. We mustn't allow this young man to stop there.
Okay.
The young man is a very excited young man. He's a very excited young man. And he's also making it hard for court to remain in the mission. In India, I know every time we need his next two pools.
How?
Who comes will never concentrate. Never concentrate. So today we talk with what? We should proceed for example with them.
Well, this is a youth pools. And this is our
farm.
Yeah. And my this is not for women. You don't know the city to use it.
Paula, let us do it. We have agreed then that we are going to capture the progress made by the department.
Yes, sir.
And also, where the department has made some problems, we'll raise them. It always will balance good news and bad news.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
The moment, the department is performing single one. We will come to that one. They perform it single one. in terms of their strategic goals, six of them, they, I think they have performed to a certain level. I think the DG last week, I say the real man that remains in the department, 140, how many million? That the real man that remains to run the affairs, 140 million, to run the affairs of the department, 140 million. They are almost a conduit, generally. Every man comes, must go through other people. I think the point that we are raising, Babu Chap, that every man that passes them, they must also seek and also demand accountability to everyone who's given that man. And that's the point, you know, that we are raising at the culture level, every man that passes. Of course, they're a conduit, really. I don't think they've got even right to change it.
Mm.
And then if it is 50 cents must go. They can't say, no, we can't give you 50 cents because we failed to perform last time. We are giving you 4 cents. And then at the point that we are raising general, I think the minister also is very frustrated now. And they are director general. Okay, so I think all 6, I think we are fine. Some are on previous key financial and performance issues. What do you want us to do then? Because there were overall findings and overall recommendations towards the end. When we conclude everything has the overall findings, so what we call sometimes observation. The ALC always want to call it findings. And then SIA, that is SIA's approach. And then usually many cases SIA sometimes very easy. And then when Kora comes to you to account, he can account about key observation, he can't about key findings. And I think on that recommendation, we are at page 11. This is what was raised last year. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the questions for consideration. Can I quickly just make a comment around that?
Yeah, no, you can make a comment, please.
Thanks. Yes, Chairperson, just to indicate that we have really reviewed our strategic plan to make sure that our targets and our indicators are smarter and more realistic. I think every manager and every chief director also keeps a portfolio of evidence to validate the performance information. We've also now come up with a monitoring tool, and we have teams of officials who on a quarterly basis are visiting provinces to look at the delivery, the actual site visits, look at expenditure. Actually, our internal audit is also part of that monitoring team to make sure that the funding that is allocated to the provinces is used for its intended purposes, and to ensure that, you know, whatever the provinces have put in their business plan, they're monitored and it's actually happening on the ground. So there's quite a few things that have been put in place to address the issues that are raised here.
The next financial year, you will be top of the range. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
That will be performed at the moment you are performing at the 15%. Next financial year, with all the plans, all the money, and the ticket to that, I think we'll be performing at the higher level. Most of them, I think we are happy.
Yeah, this is
7%. Despite the fact, I think all 6 or 8 is normally Papana or Hanani. Yeah.
No, in protest of war.
In protest of war.
Yeah.
Okay, no, it seems that the end of process, really. Next year will be very exciting. On some of the internationalities, yes.
We've also appointed a dedicated official, a manager, to manage the conditional grant as well.
Okay. There's a manager now managing the conditional grant. People are counting for every money that is given to them. There's a lot of money. The government is about 1 billion rand. That is budgeted for by you in Parliament. And then only 140,000 million rand remains. All others as they come in. The department is almost a conduit, really, for distribution of funds. That is different from lots of distribution agents. In fact, that we don't apply this, right, it's obligatory, they must distribute. But I think they have set up now some criteria, which is going to be very useful, that we give you money, if you use the minor prophecy in terms of the plan, national sports plan. Very easy now. Give money to those who are going to implement it according to the national sports and recreation plan. And I think that's the point that you have here as well. I think that would be a recommendation also that we will emphasize.
Yeah, just a question on these beautiful things which the mayor is talking about, that these officials who should visit the provinces. When are they starting? When will they start to do that? So that we can be in a position to follow up.
Mr. Chairperson, we started the first visit in April this year. Our internal audit team was out there, and then we went at the end of the first quarter, a team was out in the provinces. And as we speak now, there's another team out of the province, in the provinces, in various provinces, doing verification and validation.
Okay. No, it's the quarter. God willing, when we are back next year. Of course, we've got your advocate here next to you, of course, not for you. Maybe if you want. Maybe they have both those, and they can be able to say, "Kora, I saw Kora in a meeting," and that's all they can do. Nathalie is busy now. It's a good. The Rapunzel meeting is going to appear before the leadership.
He's waiting for Rapunzel.
For interview. And,
I've heard in the paper that people are not getting the mark which are getting.
And then, okay, colleagues, I have to generalize to this point. Tragic goal number 1 to 6, I think our overall conclusion is that the department has done very well. And the other conclusion because of the new spot plan that has been adopted last year, May, and then they have reorganized themselves accordingly. They have given already progress report about the manner in which how they are going to work on that. The staffing areas is going to be addressed. The vacancies, the minister indicated, and the director general indicated about this. The part plans issues will change. And then they review the department now. Structural, how it's going to work. And then the sport house in general somewhere, I think in Cape Town. And then the executive in Swan, Parliament is in Cape Town. And then, but they will have that consideration on that. They have set up all the principles and criteria and around the allocation of money that is conditional to them. And then it seems, generally speaking, what we always do, that the department is on the move. They're not really a destination. A destination is a healthy society. Because that is impact. That's why we were saying last time. That we only measure the impact of a department with society in the long term. Are we succeeding? We have an important issue. Because are we succeeding also to win the winning nations? Are we succeeding? We have a hope for a health with any other half supplement. Health.
But I think Corey
naturally help and then Kora is on progress.
The help of Christianity.
And then we accept that Dr. McKenzie is second. And of course Dr. McKenzie has to advocate with him. But as the committee really now, we are without hesitation, also without fear of contradiction. We think the department is on the move. There's progress that they have made that's been witnessed in some of the system. We are happy that the Auditor General Roswell, we met with him in fact, Trongwa, the cousin of Kulemo, who was also very happy, General, that the department really is better than the department before. Simply means that we have made progress over the last 5 years, or 4.5 years now. A lot of progress has been made. Plans are intact, every area of work. I think in terms of the leadership goals, systems, the department now is on the move, Doctor. You are empty, what is this thing in Martingale? Empty tennis court?
Yes.
There's a tennis court there, very nice, but no one is playing there. Yeah. is ever empty, is the one that is raised.
Filled by the lottery.
Yeah, paid by the lottery. This is with this lottery, of course. I think we all agree on that those who are distributing sport money, particularly in the lottery also, they will be having some shake-up here and there. And the different terms of the overall strategy plan as well identified by department at the time. Even in effect now, of course, the national sports plan will come in, the recreation plan will come in. Therefore, since the strategy plan as we engage in them is going to shape one way or another, because they have to complement what is existing with their development. It seems that they are putting all the resources ready to implement the national sport and recreation plan. It seems things are moving there. It's not a big department in terms of money, but it's a big department in terms of the impact it could make on society if we run it correct, all of us. We can make a huge impact with society. If it goes around, they can suffer through what they are doing in Brazil and Argentina. And then in terms of development of soccer, that's soccer. How soccer in Brazil and Argentina has changed the social nature of the society. Mm. And then it's huge impact that they have made there. Over 10 years, in fact, they transformed some of the rebellious or the end staff in the informal sentiment of Brazil and Argentina. Because of creating that sporting facility, not a lot of things, sporting facility comes in, they'll have a professional coach. That's what it was you want to do. Every area, even in Mkandule course, I want to who are there who are coaching those kids must be professional. Mm. Because we are not doing this for part time, not our golf. Our golf, they will never be professional. They stay healthy, they're contributing to society. But those who are young, we should start with very professional coaches there. Because then we want them to become professional players as time goes on. And then in the sense for people who ever, I think that's what we always pray for. That is suffer now to really assist the development at the local level should do that. We should in turn take an old player that you used to play when you kick the ball up and then they stop. And then you then say, my coach people, can't work, generally. In the 21st century, everyone has a profession. And then therefore that's what we want. I think Rafi now is doing that.
Okay.
The cricket is also doing that, really. Not just a general thing. Not who enjoyed the ball in the 1960s. It doesn't add value, that thing. You never because they will never be professional now.
Yeah.
But those who are young in rural areas in particular, we engage them. That's why we say that this court can really assist us to build a nation. And then we call social cohesion, because can find people very easy. That's what we really think. Hopefully, before the end of this next year, we must meet this stuff.
Yeah.
The committee, we must meet this stuff.
The new leadership.
The new leadership of staff must appear before the committee to present their issue, so and so that.
Yeah.
And what are the real plans of the development of soccer in South Africa? Of course, soccer is football, I'm told sometimes. We call it soccer, sometimes we call it football. But in a very systematic way, it really worries me when you go to places that so well. People who are coaching these kids are not professionals. Just to buy a job, opening guns, and for going ambulance. But the government can't do that. Because otherwise, you're not making impact as we're supposed to make with society. And then, for the point, though, that on page level, colleagues, those are recommendations, previous recommendations that we put forward, and progress made on our previous recommendations. And we have then all these are areas really that are there. And there were recommendations that were there. We thought that is important. We must show progress. The department also, once the parliament passes the recommendation, department must act on those recommendations. And then whether there's progress or not progress, but it must act on the recommendations. And that's what we have covered on that area. And then overview of financial services, delivery issues. That is almost a book type of thing. That we wouldn't change anything on that. And then the programs 1 to 5 in terms of departments. They're just restated there. They're not a department, they're overseer of departments. A report that is written by department, a report that is written by department, when you just read them, you must differentiate them. Not be knowing. You must know this one, and these are overseers, and this department is the implementer of resolutions and policies of the government, in particular, of course, in the border services. And page 14.
Chairperson.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe before we go there, Chairperson, as one is reading from 12 to 13, and actually, Honorable Chair, cited that as we gave our comments on maybe some improvements that the department actually do, we need also to appreciate. But Chairperson, I was actually talking to my colleague next to me before I read on BSA, on how did the BSA affect. And we do not actually hear a Chairperson put it up. I think maybe it needs some improvement. Maybe there are legal acting, as Ngozi said. I don't know how to put it. But some, when you look at BSA having not filled it for the post, having
received
12, having received the unqualified opinion from the AG. But when you go to 13, there is an improvement. I don't know, tell us to say, despite, because that, on the other hand, it did not the necessary vacancies filled. But still, it does not have the necessary strategic post filled, but it has now received an unqualified audit opinion. So to me, I don't know how do we put this, because does this mean that we acknowledge that even if they did not fail, but they have now improved to unqualified? I don't know how do we sort of show that we were not happy about the qualified audit opinion, but we are not yet satisfied with the unfilled position, despite the fact that they have now the unqualified audit opinion. I don't know how we put it down, but I'm not a good person to sort of put it in the legal terms so that somebody can see that we still have a yearning to say the strategic positions must be filled. But at the same time, the improvements we acknowledge, but I don't know how to separate the two.
Okay. No, I think a point that we made earlier on, though, that we will profile successes but also indicate where there are challenges. And then there's progress, in fact, in all things that are there. There was one, the disclaimer. Disclaimer, that financial year was disclaimer. This year is unqualified. But there are matters of one person, there are many, but unqualified is a progress on them. It's precisely because the department who did a better in trying to address some of their weaknesses, seconding staff and everyone of them. It's something that must be captured correctly. Because paragraphs are too long, sometimes you get lost for this character. Because they contradict and die as we move on. And then that's why we should shorten the paragraph, capture the effort of the point or direction.
See, I don't know if it's appropriate now, and apologies again for last week not being here when there was that presentation. But I see when they say unqualified, it's a big statement, and what I'm concerned about was the issue raised last week, bearing in mind there's a new chief financial officer. Was the question raised that money is being deducted from the pay of boxes for either a retirement, and was that raised, and has it been picked up in the audit? And if not, why not? That's a massive issue. People have been contributing to something that ceased to exist 10 years ago. Where's that money? And I just wonder why it's not mentioned here in one of the items.
Okay.
We didn't, it wasn't raised last
week in Folio Commission. There was no report tabled by BSA, and we do know that there has been media reports around that, and we still engaging BSA to get some response from them on those matters. Mr. Chipasni must recall also that we just come back from a national boxing endeavor where there were key resolutions. So in implementing those resolutions, we will look at this matter as well.
Well, I think it's going to be addressed. I think a lot of commitment now. It's in trainers and trainers and promoters and broadcasting rights. Or it seems the boxing endeavor was able to resolve some of these most difficult things. And I think we should address it that way. And of course, there is now endeavor resolutions. I think they're going to be implemented in the due course of the work of the department. How can that be fine? But we should capture what the comments Sin Daniel was saying, and also ensure that we capture that in the way. Okay. Can we move from page 18 to page 14? Overview and assessment of financial services, deliver the comments, more allocation, we name the same grade. What do you want us to do then? It's just reinstating what is happening. How management spends over program 114, page 15. There are some program 125. Those are program that will be there, how they are funded. The increase, or of course the means of saying that it will be 1% increase of their budget. And then next year, that year, that year. It's a very small budget. I'm not sure what is 1% of 140 million dollars. And very clear. And then the financial performance vegetating with the 14.1 administration. Page 15, I think, by stating what is existing on there. Any point in that? Highlighting some of the achievement of that. Their program 2 sports support services. It's one of the key programs, I think we are here for that. Robert, any that one to raise on page 15? Is the preferred information? No exaggeration there. Progress and problem. Okay, page 17. Some of the service user performance and sport services program. 68 out of packet of the Rennie Federation was supported. Is that correct, factually correct? It's correct from and then the ratio of 2 on the is the correct information. We won't go to the House and say this is overall thing. One member of parliament with much more respect comes in and says this is wrong. This is wrong. Some of these things anyway have to Google. Then the Google find out. This report is complete in the House. It's incorrect report. I think the researchers and I think that's not the confirmed department is on that. Page 17, I think straight, you are fine on that. All things South Africa, all questions remain. Yes, ma'am.
On page 17. On some of the sectoral performance in the process, out of what, I think maybe the writing to me is a bit not elucid to an ordinary man on the street. So I think maybe they could actually rephrase it to say they had 2 memorandum of understanding, but only one. Because if they said it's out of 2 MOU, to me it's a bit an ordinary man or woman on the street do not actually get what you want to say. Although it's good, but if you put it so clear, it becomes easier. And you go again, the only guarantees we sign. You don't know how many guarantees we sign. And it also raises a question which cannot be answered. So I think maybe just also that one, they could work it out maybe in a manner that
we can follow is
page 17. We want to be factually correct. Don't go to their house and give a report that is not factually correct. It's one thing to express your opinion, political opinion. Of course, it's a very difficult, but it's a factual level, factually correct. That when we say that only 13 out of targets, 50 funded projects monitored and evaluated were shipped, it must be factually correct. When we say that 75% of compliance is sent to SNA, and then it should be correct. Once you put figures, just be correct. That's why it's always advisable to put the plus or minus about this. We are not so correct if you are not sure. But if you are sure, you must be accurate about it. We shouldn't say that 20 went there about 20. Because you can then dismiss their house. But I think the final that one here is education and scientific support. I think has been raised there. In problem two. This is problem two that we are dealing with. And then let us capture it accurately and correctly. There's problem two, support service. And then let us move to problem two continues, page 16, page 18. Underperforming areas of the program, they are saying only 6 clubs were developed from a target of 180 clubs in the 2012-2013 financial year. I think again we must be accurate on that. And then 0 out of 425 coaches. Page 18. Zero out of 400 is zero performance. They targeted 425 coach, but they developed zero. The point that I'm saying, write it in a manner that those who read it, they understand what I mean. Because if you don't do that, people will read it differently and come to a different conclusion. 90 out of 2,000 development athletes and coaches received scientific support, right? 15,242 out of 325 talented athletes were reported. Okay. He just reported for you for numbers, to be sure, about numbers. Okay. If they come out from the annual report, it's important that we do that. Department is confirming them 0 out of 425 coaches financial year. Okay. Problem. Mass participation. We are putting in there community mass participation schools for. These are big progress that has been made and also money that is set aside for them. The community mass participation sub-program was located for 482.8 million grants. I think would be correct. Page 19, some of the river performance and mass participation. 9 out of 2 plan to use camps for health. 9 out of 2.
9 out of 2.
9 out of the 2 blank. You blank 2, you get 9.
So that's an achievement. You plan a 2 with a 9. Or make an arrangement.
Or a planning. The underplanning. Don't forget that department, they can do this. They underplanned their ship load, but they knew very well that
they will.
They knew very well that they should not, but in case we don't, put at 4, but they know that their target is 10. Then when they perform at 10, it was anyway a difficult thing that they would do. But they just do those things. Is that a good approach?
And yeah, unlike that of the same 12, then they come with this.
Yeah, that's okay. 12, they go to this, yeah.
Can we use Kelly's project
now? The youth camp is a new project. And last year, we wanted to test the waters and thought, you know, if we could have two in the first 6 months, I mean, one in the first 6 months, and the second one in the second half of the year. But later, as we were planning, we realized that we have to decentralize this because we wanted to have a national camp, and we're battling to get a national venue that could take 1,000 youth. So we decided to decentralize, and decentralizing assisted us. That approach made us reach more people in all the 9 provinces. So we decentralized and we increased the numbers from 1,000 to 2,700 because it was 300 per province. So we managed to triple the numbers by decentralizing the implementation of the youth camp.
Okay. Ora and Bums.
Was this decentralization to provinces and was it Monica, that did it happen? You were there. You felt how this is the wound.
Yes. We sent Camp Assurance. Actually, this year's youth camp is even much better than last year's camp because this year we managed to form a movement of what we're trying to achieve with the youth. We call the camp, the youth, we call them trailblazers. We came up with names for the people who participated in the camp. And we call them trailblazers. We developed a youth creed as well. They had an oath that they had to recite every morning. And we deployed Camp Ashura from SRSA to the province. So we had 18 people deployed in the provinces to ensure that they implement according to the plan. We developed resources as well. Actually, we just discussed in this area that we should have brought the booklet to show you as a sample of the booklets that we developed for the provinces. And they were customized per province. We had messages from the MECs. Like Free State will have its own youth camp manual with a message from their MEC. And the content as well that focus on leadership, social cohesion, nation building, character building was also included in the booklet. So at least now we're moving and we're hoping, you know, next year we'll give you a better report and also the numbers will also increase.
For the new incoming committee.
Yeah.
Next year we are still here until May at least. They will come and we'll talk to you before we leave. Anyway, we have not issued a cap. You still have to come back and do our team. And he is very happy with that. See ya.
Why are you?
Some of these things must always be respect to political leaders. When current here, you must always defer to you because you are the decider. You are the decider, and so they do it like Mr. Lee. You may interview him. Who do you interview an experienced home court? You won't be subjective. And, Cora, we are here. Each term is ending next year. We are here.
Comrade, what is the distance? Why are you?
In case people are worried they may not be here or they're retiring, if you go onto our website, we are coaching people of our volunteer corps. So we will train you as well. So they can, they're so passionate about sport and they want to continue being here, they can register to be volunteers on our board as part of our volunteer corps.
Oh no. That is a good approach. We are joining you.
No, I'm moving to Zimbabwe.
Colleagues, you must proceed then. No, we will join you. In fact, it will be a very good experience, though. Colleagues have been part of this and trying to assist in their camps. I'm not sure what they are reciting, though, in their camps. I hope that we are not setting up military camps.
and then disguise them as nation building camp. Military camp. You end up with all these people who are. I just hope that everything is better approved, is correct, that we are doing well, is in terms of the constitution, everything that is done there, that we are not building voice out mentality.
Yeah.
They become a secret society because they are there, and also we are not building a corp elite with society. At the same time, you want them to start assisting us to change the social nature of our people. That whatever we do is a very balanced thing in terms of the camps. The camps are very, very important to build a new character of a South African citizen. Nation building, patriotic, yeah, South Africa. I think that's what we want to achieve. Whatever they recite in the morning, what is the oath that they are taking? I never seen your oath, but just that everything is constitution. They don't end up with another oath that we don't even know of. What oath are they taking? And how they're going to honor the oath that they're taking. Because you are trying to assist the young person to become better citizens. I think that's what you want to do. You want to turn them to better South African citizens with passionate love, see, for their people. Because their education is meant for that, that those who are educated must have a passionate love for their people. Not from the approach. Not Pung's approach is a passionate love for himself. But every educated person must have a passionate love for the nation. And I think these camps are meant for that. To turn around people. They must be proud to be South African. Wherever they go, they walk tall. But they should never have a superiority complex that are better than other Africans. And in a situation that you are a well-qualified doctor, you are from other areas. A person really, on a sub A, you think that you are not, that's a bigger problem that we have to address. But I think that's what we want to build on this camp. And I hope that they are very successful. 9 of them have decentralized them. The resources are there, they are well managed. We account for those resources, generally speaking on that. But also, just to ensure that the camps also don't become camp of the age with society. And then the camp should be camp of the ordinary working class, yes, society. But elite anyway is very privileged, you know. They got every access to many things. That's why many of us here, we are elite already with society. We may pretend elite, that we are still losing all our time. But we are elite with society now. And therefore, if privilege shouldn't be issue. Ordinary young people in rural areas, from broken families, they must be accepted. Therefore, in the biased way of doing things, those are people that we should draw them in. And then, because we know very well now, that in terms of the table horse research, the main families in South Africa are dysfunctional families. Dysfunctional families. Therefore, these camps must be able to build this new person out of the dysfunctional society that we are here. That's until I think there's progress on that. We are going to capture the Pumzi correction, what we want to say about some of the issues. Pumzi wanted to make a point?
Yes, Chair.
My friends will follow.
In presence of the COO. In fact, at the strategic level, I wanted to check if they may have some collaboration with the kind of rural areas to assist them to reduce the pressure from themselves with the kind of sport, to get some development going on in rural areas. And as well as the role of higher education, Department of Higher Education, specifically on that board, is the Department of Higher Education involved in sport, in the context of school sport? I think it's my own perspective.
Mark
Henry. See, this is just a point of clarity. We're talking in a very fervent fashion about patriotic camps and everything. I'd just like the department to clarify whether there were any red berets given out at these camps.
Merci, Nanen. Mama Kenz, the leader is taking care of.
Thank you, Shepherdson. I think having said that, because it's a program, would actually check that, and I think you have touched a very salient point of saying, how do we, as people doing oversight on sports and recreation, be also a par on what in that youth camp is recited? Especially that the rare response attached on the provincial deployee, the MEC, that they will also have their own statements. And we now have a question of what statements are they? And I think for us, Jefferson, to be at par, because the public representatives, we meet with people, and we don't know even the selection of these youth to these youth camps. Because I am afraid in some areas, on some schools, especially when we talk mass participation, I know sometimes I want to sound okay to those that do not know what is still happening in the so-called multiracial schools, where we have now black learners that are there. The selection of the players are mostly white. I can cite an example of White River, where I reside. You go to White River Primary, you go to Rob Ferreira West School, where you have most players being white. And then you say you have the youth camp. You touch the, so diplomatic on saying it must meet the rural youth also. How do we actually monitor the program to say the program is so inclusive that all our youth in the country will know exactly, will actually have the patriotism in sport in their program, where we have maybe so many this winter and next year that number, so that all of our youth are also actually put into this development in sport. So I think that one, Jefferson, cannot be left just to say we would think that the leadership monitors, but we need to be taken on board. Thank you.
Okay, no, I just guess that we would want to deal with the camps in details. We are approved this thing when it was designed. I think the point that we should emphasize, though, is that the committee must be kept informed about what is recited there. It's just important for the entire political leadership that is happy that we are deciding something that is correct in our view, but also how do we measure after, because we can't have one individual every year in the camp. Surely there is some form of exaggeration. Then how do we make follow-up to those who have gone to the camp? And then as they go to the camp this year, and then they get out there, that could be better organized. But within 2 months, they are back to what they used to be. And then how do we monitor these things and give some value? So that is the point that I think we have to apply our mind as we move for that one. Sure. Because we have to make some follow-up on these kids, whether the development, they're not just simply relapsing to the area, and also, of course, balancing this one, that is for Abu Dhabi's and ordinary people, generally the working class, that people, ensure that this thing went. But also ensure that those who qualify there, they remain good citizens. And we have to make follow-up on some of these things. That's to ensure that there's good citizenship. Engaging them, I think, in this volunteer call that even members commonly are invited to apply. I think we're going to apply next year. But it's important for us that we do that. It's a very important area of work. It has been able to do that through education. Because education should be a center of creating this new South African person. A new corner, and then put in a new corner. Okay.
No.
And then facilities, I think we know the state of facilities. I know that the minister was saying we need about, what is 4.5 billion or 5.4 billion rand to implement the national sport plan? Just for facilities. Just for facilities, it seems. Of course, we have not got the total number of facilities in the state in South Africa. It's not that we have a commission inventory on facilities in South Africa.
an audit of facilities, mm-hmm. and then how long is it going to take to do that when some result? 3 years.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're trying to engage with the Department of Sensitive Technology through the educators I have who are willing to assist us with the more lead and it will be the institution. So we're hoping that that will help to reduce the time.
Okay. Our facilities, I know many of us colleagues, we are going to finalize our oversight report, but we know the state of facilities, generally speaking. Okay. Public entities on page 21, the point that is raised that it's concerning that they have overspent. And then on page 21, there's a question for consideration there that we have to answer. And then that's. And what is it that we will be doing to avoid the situation in the future? Page 21.
Yeah. The 15 inclusive access port generally is a well-run entity. But I know that there's great engagement, and if you look at it, the audit committees have not been in place until function properly during the year under review. So we are engaging with them on all of those issues.
Okay. Department is working. Of course, we are always highly praised on this. I think it seems everyone is praising their sleep.
Yeah.
Then it seems they're doing a good job. They're going to do a good job. Okay. Both in South Africa, we know the story. And then we know the story. I'm not sure what happened to Pumzil Zonke Fana. Not a CEO was fired or suspended. You know, it was suspended. It was in the media. He didn't declare. I think they explained it to us really well. He didn't declare. And I think the DG took us through really some of the issues there. He seems to have accepted that he's gone because of the criteria, generally. But you must disclose everything. So when you apply, you must declare. Not cows. No one will care about your cows. Because anyway, it's made tragedy this year.
Yeah,
the farmers are going to suffer completely. Because it is,
yeah.
It's not raining in part of it. It rains only in Cape Town. Whatever it is in Cape Town, but more rain.
But
part of the country, I think Pums, who comes must there take all the cows through it. To Western Cape.
No,
I won't. Mine will survive.
Oh, because of the state.
And both in South Africa, I think the state there is fine. The point that we're saying about both in South Africa, though, that they have an qualified report. In our view, that's a progress from this claimant to qualified report. And hopefully also that the new CEO, acting CEO, I think will cite all those things. The finance team is there already. Department is assisting them with to go on that. Of course, you also highlight the question of the INDAR that the focusing INDAR may have resolved some of the problems. Because it's a progress rate that has been made around the whole issue. And page 24. Yes, ma'am.
On page 23, if we could actually be given the simplest breakdown of the irregular expenditure of costs in South Africa. Because somehow you have 101.767 during the under review and it goes a growth of 1.43, you go there, you have 1.53, you go down again 1.73. So I think to whoever that's reading is
okay. I think let us work on it. Budgetary summary 2014, I think this guy is scientific really. He doesn't need most of things except that we must accept a little bit vaccine paper. Okay, page 25, concluding comments. This is what we want members to concentrate on. What is your comment? Once the report is in their house, it's your report. the fact that we have trusted in ourselves, this side has remained that is not yours. And then all members of parliament generally is about what is our conclusion. The overall conclusion. Okay, let us paragraph one there on page 35 in level. He represents you in level this 5.4 concluding remarks. Are you happy with paragraph number one?
Okay.
Page 25. Matare Mua. Maybe 26 there. But 5.4.
Oh, 26 years.
Kukora. I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry of it.
What?
This meeting sometimes are too long. We don't break in for body break sometimes. We are pushing time. But the members are free really from time to time go and get tea. The staff also is free from to go and get tea. Why we are continuing on that? Ma, paragraph number one. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Sinda.
Gogo.
Chairperson,
I think on paragraph one, if we are giving our comments and also what is expected on the service delivery performance, I think it's really appropriate that we have to say exactly here what we want to say. When we say it has affected the achievement of the department, of departmental strategic goals, does it mean that the whole, because to me, you give a broad thing to say every, because when you hit and take as if that's an overall thing, we must be in a position to say which are the ones realized and which are the ones not realized, so that when you go there, you go down, you can actually say exactly what you mean by saying that these strategic plan or whatever must align with what targeted, and you don't actually say exactly what the target and what was realized. It is too broad to me, the person. I wonder whether it's my reason.
Okay, Rabuta.
Thank you, sir. One other thing is the way we measure progress. Do we measure progress based on the number of athletes and sports persons that we produce, or we measure progress based on the performance of the federations?
Okay. This is very difficult one. Okay, now, Robert, we are putting in a tighter form. We will deal with this, how we measure performance. I think we will argue that we only measure performance on the impact we make with that. That is Cora's approach. That if performance therefore can measure in terms of number one or two, what is the outcome of your problem with society? It's when at the political level we measure performance. But in terms of output, really, that if you want 100, you get 100, you have performed in terms of department. You wanted 100 in the venue, 100 in the venue, perform with department. But we political area. Why are we having this department is to change the quality of life of people on the ground. Then this department must be measured on that part.
Yeah.
What impact are we making with society, with sport? Are we able to have sure that there's nation building, there's patriotic citizen? That's what we are doing already in terms of that. Okay, but I think part of one quarter.
No, I agree with that the recommendation that it should be aligned so that they can understand this is their sports plan, so it must be aligned.
No.
Even the second one, Chief. Sorry to call you a Chief. I'm well over you. Frightening.
I'm not
imposed.
You call original chiefs. and impose abundance in church.
Don't forget
those things. It's very important naturally, but otherwise we take our history and it's not a form. That there were very few chiefs before the chief came in from Europe.
Yeah.
Very few. And then as you got defeated, they created many quarrels. Every village man became a chief. Any village man became a chief.
I'm
just saying that some of us were deposed. My friends know that, that many of the chiefs that are in case that some of them were appointed by the former British people after the Battle of the Sandwich. They went to every village. You are very big in terms of your body. Now we are chief here. We are very big in terms of your vote, now we are chief here. In fact, as a result of that, he created an untold harm for people in some of the areas who see infection fight. But that because of that, Dwayne Duna, they came these people, they said, now we are chief. Seven. But this one, no, that is the original one. But many of them were pulled that way anyway. And they ended up now come together. That is all. Avantua. Some of them have changed to the Galari anyway. Because they saw that not very much. But the point that we are doing coverage is about concluding comments on financial and service delivery from. Rabbi Abbas is a chief. It's imposed by my mother.
Wow.
I'm going to put other than put other.
I'm not a chief.
Let us proceed. I think the point that you are raising. Will I have wanted to raise the point? I know that today we are interviewing many chiefs under the table. And then I think we should have fun. on the second paragraph, I think to come with Bob. Honorable Sindar, you are raising a point that paragraph should state what we want to say. I think the point that was made though was that precisely because of the injunction of the new national sports plan and also changes in terms of department we had some impact in terms of the previous strategic goal general. That was the point that was made in the meeting. We have to catch up. I think the way you are saying that commission. And then paragraph number two though is the point that is raised there. It's about the conclusion of the organizational review. And I think the director general also faced this issue in our last meeting. And then they are working on this matter. And of course also, it seems the department is very creative in approaching some of those. And then the point that we are raising in paragraph number three is just support of this federation. So when the federation seeks to have a supporter, so the continuation of supporting this federation is a very important goal. But there should always be conditions for support. And I think now should be conditions that allow the national sport plan. General, that people should endorse national sports plan for them to be supported by the department corps.
Yes.
And won't be a bad idea, Cora, if you become a chairperson of the sports council. And you want to pay. I think we must lobby for you for
that. Yeah, and I think we don't have to want to get the club.
And then we are making a point there that implementation of transformation scorecard, which will assist to monitor the pace of transformation in the federation, is very important for us. Cricket is doing that, now that is doing that. I think also netball generally is the most transformed sport in South Africa.
Yeah.
Netball, generally speaking. In terms of other areas, that is the most transformed sport in South Africa. I think in fact the discussion with the director general and minister was very clear that we almost all agree that they are the most transformed sport. And then, it's a good news.
Yeah.
It's a good news. people are very clever from the beginning. They know how to manage this. That the most, and then one Abu Tiger was working with them at the time when she was really a sport person. Now she has become an elite with society. She goes to this team with a BMW, you only can't get out of the car.
Should we get that?
And the point that you are raising, another part of the following part of the major program department, which receives over 60,000 by the men's mass participation. We think this mass participation is what must improve on it from time to time. Because it's meant to have a very healthy sporting nation. Everyone must be engaged in sport. Pumzi, I'm not sure what sport are you engaged on. Except that you're going to end maybe the fighting. The point that I'm saying is it's important that everyone, my kids, I know that every day is involved in sport. They're currently involved in sport, walking, riding, hiking. Hiking is very nice for walking there in Tabi. Come the walk from Malama, five rivers. Must move. We've got what about Port Ferreira and Lou. They won't transform themselves unless you're providing leadership, you are there. Then you must be part of the school body there.
Sorry, so on a point of order, you said Gorkos can't coach anybody. They have, you were captain of them.
I've been a volunteer.
And then I think on that one, is the point that is raised there that 60% of our budget, department budget, is for mass participation. Simply means that in 5 years' time, we must be able to assess the impact. Because if you spend 60% of your budget, the impact also must be there, must be visible impact that we see on that. Sporting facilities in rural areas, the point is made there.
Then it's not as for water.
Yeah, we all know. Of course, it's not a bad recession that takes care of all of us with water.
If that kid in clean water, hold up the bottle.
Building what recreation in rural areas will remain a fundamental challenge in natural transformation. That's the point that you are making. Even my recommendation, they will recommend this matter. In general, that we must really build. Because we're not talking about stadiums. We're just talking about playing fields, really, in general. But otherwise, people in rural areas, I think those countries who stay in rural areas, play. I know that in areas you travel in rural areas.
I see
that. Oh, I thought you were a deaf person.
No.
Would I mention a man for the comment? I thought you go there by visit. You only go there if you got a new ranger. A Range Rover. A Miyama, for that matter. Because British minister drive a plane. And therefore, himself is a British the point that we are making there is that it is very important for us. Once we have facility audit, we'll be here to know exactly what we can do. But I think the emphasis that we have been putting all along is that we should have some playing fields in rural areas. Because then, when we are moving towards Mombasa, there are a lot of areas there, often fields really. I think they, I'm of course, one refuse us the right to request them. Just give us this field a little bit. We'll just put it greater, level it nicer, and put some poles. So when you go to rural areas, even the poles then level. Sometimes they just take normal trees, palm trees, because I don't think we are taking care of our kids in that area of work. It's the point that we want to continue to raise. It's very important to provide. It can be expensive sometimes in rural areas to have a greater leveling the playing field. You've got people to mark it correctly and put some poles there. It can be very difficult on that.
Not sure if you're going around those areas. That is Bafokeng land, and I think they are doing a good job, those people.
Yeah.
And they are also building fields. I think as a committee at some point, we need to go there and see what Bafokeng are doing, as a project to
built sporting facilities in the area, and they are really doing a good job.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, I think we'll put it on our program sometimes. Rustenburg, not far.
No.
Not far. We can go to Rustenburg. And I know that when one tries to AZN in many other parts, but it's going on in other areas, very few sporting facilities. That's why in other areas you end up with young boys, young men sitting, drinking beer. Because they got no other facilities to do this. What they do, they wake up early in the morning, they go to a banker somewhere in the shop there, they stay there, they got tired, therefore they're in Mamba. They end up drinking in Mamba. And then if they're caught in facilities, this young boy can go there, they play, they exhort themselves, they are trained there. In many rural areas, I think we must really pick up some of this area. It can't be expensive really just to create the thing is then to some of this area. I think the point that you made there, on finance, you are making assessment there. 46% not achieved. Of course, it's not achieved at the cost of paper. Because it justifies that it's precisely because the objectives and then they change as we introduce new national sporting plans. And I think that's the point that we are putting. Committee observation. And the overall vacancy, we're told that is 17%. But now it's an 8%. What's the general? I think the director general explained the logic to me. But it's important that as we capture it, also, but we capture some of the explanation that to ensure that we don't ambush. When it's explained to the community, think that it is if never to explain. It can cause some confusion. Comic observation, technical issues, 7.1 is technical issue. Paragraph 1 there, is there any point that you want to raise for this Congress?
Chairperson, thank you. I think on page 27 where you were taking us through the...
27?
27. Where you were taking us finance and service delivery performance assessment. Then somewhere there. Yeah.
25.
Is it 25? It starts from 27. Mm-hmm. What I want maybe to engage Chairperson on. The overall vacancy rate increased from 17% to 28%. Chairperson, I don't know what the department can actually maybe tell us because I think I thought we would have a question of for clarity because you can't have increase from 17% to 28%. It's too much. Maybe.
I thought that if we capture on the nose, because the DG in fact explained it a lot. I think it's too tiny last week.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining the logic why, because we raised this issue. Somewhere in the notes, I think in a minute, you can find what is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I explained it in detail. Mm-hmm. That sometimes, besides you are reviewing an organization,
mm-hmm.
we can't keep you on, you are reviewing this side also employed to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that once that's through the organizational design, they'll be able then to put it people there. But also, I'm using another system that I use generally. That are doing that. I think somewhere in our notes we find the main explanation given by the auditor. But the auditor general also raised this thing. It's a matter of concern. And then also DG and gave some explanation. I think that explanation was sufficient at the meeting. It's just again, we must have some of those things correct. But must not raise, because once things is raised and is explained, you should raise it again as explained.
Maybe Chair, I think having put it that way, responded that way. Will be pleased, Chairperson, as much as the water explanation was given, but it's to me alarming from 17 to 28. Maybe we could understand. I think when we do, because I was checking on our recommendation, there's nothing said about that. I think maybe somewhere we need to put it
our recommendation, so that we sort of, in a way, next year, check on how far have they gone, because it can be a very good clarity given, but it would go up again. So maybe we can do this.
That's my area here. We're part of that explanation. Okay. You can assist again to explain. 17% to 20% of vacancies.
Mr. Chairperson, I did explain earlier as well that we've had quite a few resignations of people, and also we've had people who would move to other departments as well. And then internally, there are people who, when you advertise the post, there's internal movement as well, where people who are in existing posts, they move into other posts. So that's the reason why we have almost vacancy stagnant. But I think maybe the increase is also due to the fact that we are going through an organizational review. And as such, we've had a moratorium on posts. But then we realized, because of the fact that there have been so many resignations, that a gap is getting bigger in terms of the vacancy rate, and we started to advertise again. But I think we're still sitting with the challenge, Mr. Chairperson, where there are people resigning, we're filling posts. So we don't seem to be seems like we're not making any headway because of that. But the process of the organizational structure is almost 80% complete now. We just waiting for DPSA to finalize the documentation and sign off, and then we would subsequently with matching and placing exercise and then filling in the post. We also must realize we don't have funding for all of our posts, so the vacancy is on funded, vacant funded posts as well.
Well, I think it's fine. I think we have captured that in what was explained by DG on when the day before the vote last week.
Okay.
Colin, can we proceed? The donor, please. You're welcome. I hope we didn't fail many people.
I failed myself.
No, that you are too strict. And then we are making all members of parliament be so worried in the PA now. Because don't even give them, out of five, you give them two. Okay.
And this way, when goes there? Go there with
this newspaper thing. Newspaper thing.
Cut the group there. There's another newspaper. I'm sure you're talking about.
And then, no, I think the explanation is given in terms of the increase.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've accepted that when the Director General was given to us. Mm-hmm. And I guess that it should not be a bigger issue now in terms of our capture. And then we acknowledge that they were in monitoring, really, when they stopped, we can't continue at the same time. But the organizational function at the same time, I think it's always a dichotomy of how we want to do that. And we are now on 7 committee. It can't be committee. I think there was one committee to do. The mayor of the next iteration in two. Maybe I'm putting us in religious affairs and sports. Can we deal with the technical issues there? There's a need for the department to improve the intergovernmental relations. The Department of Basic Education, the Sport and School Facilities, School Leagues, and the Kedashas, about what number is in consistent with the other department that supported of 15,000. That is observation that is given by the department. Is it a correct observation? Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, Chairperson. Somewhere in these documents, there is a where the department says they are sort of amending the agreement or looking at the agreement again. I hope, Chairperson, that they will look at it as soon as possible again and implement this agreement, Chairperson. You know, but of that agreement, we won't have the results that we really want.
Okay.
You understand? We won't have the development that we really want. We need that to be implemented, Chairperson. It mustn't be something on paper only. It must be really, really implemented. I know my experience in the FISET again, where this chap, this man, got hold of, he appointed people in his department. Got people seconded from the Department of Basic Education to assist him with the implementation of this plan. And you know, those are the drastic things that we must do then, if that is needed, Chairperson, to do these things. But it must get off paper, our Chairperson. It must happen now.
Thank you, Comrade.
Yeah, I think, Comrade, we did raise it with the Minister also last week. That this agreement, they are okay there. But when it comes to provinces, nothing is happening. And I think that you say that when there is this MIMEC, although you can't force them, but you must just raise those issues that, look, here is this problem, which we are encountering. Thank you.
Okay. I think one interesting observation really that the existing memorandum of understanding between the Department of Sport and Recreation and Basic Education is there in terms of agreement, but in terms of implementation, we can't see. I think that's the point about this. That one way or another, we have to tighten it up. We have to tighten up. Hence, in fact, we have availed ourselves at the Home Committee, that the Committee of Basic Education, that we have a discussion with them to facilitate also to push that one. Otherwise, the sport ban won't work. There's no issue that there is, but it's like the local district level and everyone. I think the issue that we should raise, some of the observation of this state, can also be something that is a part of your recommendation. And then, well, this is the observation of the current situation. The current situation. I think generally they can be pushed a little bit. Education is always concentrating on education, so to speak. Sometimes they wouldn't have enough time for this part. But the court should. I think the minister is saying also some of these issues. He agrees that you raise from time to time with the colleagues at the executive. But I think that you will reliability of the reported information. I think we'll put it a little bit far better because I'll explain the reason why. I think we are putting it very harsh that information is not reliable. In information in terms of the numbers. I think there was a great explanation on that. But the minister indicated that at a time, he would simply say that without any signature, 50,000 people attended. You can't measure it. And he said that now, really the system has improved in such a way that they all know that Great Sege was here. He attended this thing, Boko was here, Case was here, it was people fine and all this thing. It seems to have raised those issues, that information was not reliable at the time. But now the information is reliable because of their improved, their system of administration. Sumaya?
Chairperson. With regard to the schools, the number of schools in the league, we started a process of registering schools, sent up forms to the provinces, and then they had to fill it and send it back to us, and we captured all the data. You know, on the computer, we had people who were used in our department to capture that, and that's how we came to the figure of 15,000 schools being registered on the database.
The factual information.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the same issue, and then we need to engage in talk with COPTA. But in COPTA, with basic education, how does it get you on? MIG issue. Otherwise, we are saying here on the same issue. The same issue that is about is here. Technical issues there. Okay. We should then move on that. I think on our recommendation anyway, for our made this recommendation right now, the MIG to the sport department. It's still anyway the stretchers are great, but they've delayed that now for some time to come. But there's no objection at all. I think the director general explained it very well. The date now, the status of the IMG. And then we'll improve our language to capture the set of water and time. And then the other issue is very important for a department to take cognizance of the agreed goals in their annual performance plan. That is an observation that the Alliance plan with the national, of course, is something that is also a recommendation somewhere. That everything that we do now would be about a great national sport and recreation plan. The department will align everything, staffing everything according to the plan. On governance and operational issues, the committee has observed through the engagement with the chief office that there is lack of proper system ensuring that there is no regular expenditure. Yeah. Is that what the general said? No proper system. I think the area that the general was complaining about was the IT.
Yeah.
And then Director General came and explained why they didn't clear about the IT. It's in the stage one, and it was almost saying that they are going ahead with their own IT.
Yeah.
Because they've been waiting for the stage one, but there's no movement on that. I guess that you want to improve your leverage there. Because the whole issue, if you are talking about chain management, supply chain management should be state. What's the observation on that? Should be general issue about it. Service delivery programs. Yeah.
Okay. On that one, Chairperson, it seems as if there's a contradictory here where we talk of the department having no ability to meet strategic objectives, all of them. Are we saying that? If it's some, fine, but you go down there, you say, you talk of the schools, the two parts which have shown some improvement of the participation of schools in the program. So to me, that's a bit contradictory. I think we need to actually say that we talk of some of the objectives. And then we appreciate, Chairperson, the participation of more schools as previous years. I think somewhere we need to look at how do we balance the two.
Well, okay, that would be fine. I think we'll address that. We didn't say that now the department has no ability.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've implemented some of the goals, some of course because of other plans. And I think that is inability of the department to meet the strategic objectives. I think we'll rephrase it. Just to tell them, maybe our plan point should be pulled a little bit and be written a little bit better how we want to, because there's no racism, I don't understand that. And the department has contributed in this system to the creation of 334 jobs. I think it's federal also. I know that there is a general raising also. And then it's permanent jobs. Financial performance including funding proposals. Department fairly well. There's not really the effort of the department, but it's almost there. We have never had the sport taken so seriously in our country for many years. I think we are improving on sport.
So it's
never.
You know my pitch 28.
Also, there's a match that I'm probably are leading or something. Yeah, but. Department, in terms of using the resources, we are here. That will be very well in terms of managing the resources. Auditor General himself indicated this. We would investigate another director to show where the profit on that. McCain is very able on that. The second paragraph, there's a greater need to ensure that the living federation are being supported financially and that the transforming scorecard is implemented and ahead to guide the federation. I think the point that you're exercising, if you give money, there must also be some condition. Please do this thing, give you money. I think cricket is doing very well now. Bring an African player there, we give you more money. We give you more money. It's a very progressive state. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I think for the first paragraph on the financial performance, including the funding to COMPAS, when we say the department is doing fairly well in using the resources, why do we then go on and say, however, the under the shows decline in terms of the number of active participants? You go on while the budget was at the same time fully utilized. I don't know what you want to say. If we say that the segment is doing fairly well, then let's put it that way. We can't actually point to that, however, it's a decline of active participants at the same time the budget is fully utilized.
Where are you?
I'm on page 28.
27.
It's 28 on my page.
Right.
But the heading of the financial performance, including funding proposals, where the chairperson was also taking us as it's written, the department doing fairly well. But I have a problem to say.
I thought that's why I didn't use however. About
the deleted, you know. But here it's still there. And then you go on and say decline of the participants. But then they say same time resources fully utilized. So I think Jefferson, whoever has that document that I am having, should actually read it like what the Jefferson is saying, something that is deleted. Because here it's still standing that you have some contradiction.
No, I think that we can't say grace is so tall, however, it's short.
I think what we are doing here, honorable members, is to, they are taking notes. In all the things we are saying, they are going to infuse them so as to correct them and to be like the way how we want it. So that's why we are going through this thing.
And yes. This is a draft report, that's why we are reading it page by page, because it's correct for members to raise. Don't forget that once we are signing our signature, it goes to Israel report. Because it's important that no report goes there that you are not compatible with. Every report must be compatible, because you must own up to the report. And the who didn't say, no, this report was drafted by Shepherd, and they stopped back. Put a plan and let's start with Buya Bubutina. It's not the one about Buya Bubutina. As anyway, they're not doing progressive and all that. So we must account. If one member comes in and says, but we should see, you know. We must be able to account. That's why we are taking it. Very tedious process, but it's very useful.
Yeah.
For a proper leadership. Nothing should go out that is not paid. Because it can cause problems for you. And then staff can put anything that they want, but corporate leadership is the responsibility of you. You must ensure that what comes out here is what you agreed. When you stand in your house, ever you still stand, you are able to explain it. You know, you can call. If Honorable Kara recorder called McCain, McCain doesn't say, you see this ANC. And ask them about the ANC, but they must vote out. You must have for the religion. Because you can't ask logically. I know you agree on this, how things work. And of course, Mr. Lee make an informant. That is the most difficult to the eye of a knee. And then for Mr. Lee to do that. Mr. Lee, you want to leave?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Sorry, just on a point. clearly on my page 27, the second paragraph.
Yeah.
It says that the company needs to ensure that observing federations are being supported financially and that the transformation scorecard is amended. Is there anything else in that grant framework in order then to comply or to qualify for those funds? For example, is it only the scorecard and they qualify, or is there some other criteria that they need to fulfill? So for example, do they have audited financials? That federation, they might do well on the scorecard, but are they financially, from a governance point of view, that's my question.
I think Shepherdson, the scorecard has various dimensions. There's governance, there's access, there's skills development, there's demographics, there's the geographical spread. So all of those things will be taken into consideration, and there's a weighting as well against that. So based on how they perform in each of that, then they will be incentivized. In addition, Mr. Shepherdson, we've also started an initiative of nominating a Federation of the Year. Last year, Netball was the Federation of the Year. This year, Tennis is the Federation of the Year. Next year, it will be Basketball. Now, when you are a Federation of the Year, you get additional resources. We say to you, we're going to give you 10 million more per year. And with that, show us what you're going to give us a plan for that. We will assess the plan. Because in that way, then, we can actually, by giving them more resources, we can help them then to grow the sport, to capacitate, for capacity development, to improve their governance, and then this will then bode well in the future for them to become self-sufficient as well.
Okay. Now, the scorecard then is not inclusive in all other areas that mentioned there. The point that is raised, because it's one thing to keep money, and people don't account for that money. They account on only one aspect of money. Sometimes they go to the street of one aspect, take all the street keys. They say that that's what we are counting on them. And then during the night, they take them back to the street. And then it's a bigger problem. Okay, and I think it's very wide on that. I think the last part of the reduction of the budget, I think the point is that emphasizes that the budget is reduced, therefore they must use all the resources that are there. And then more than another thing on that. And then we do have then the summary of reporting required. And then the court will continue to support the department in endeavor with the National Treasury to find a solution, evaluation to transfer of 15% allocated. That's the point. That's the point that they will continuously urge the department to persuade this to. It's almost a concluding thing at the end of whatever we are doing. That is a critical area. Unless the 15% of the link is given to the department to administer, we won't be able to provide facilities in our country. We won't be able to implement the National Sport and Recreation Act. That's the point that's really the concluding point at the end of what we are doing as the main of that. The summary there, we do not again require and claims all the things. Corrupt until April 2014. Those are time frames that are given there. It's almost part of our program of action from now until 2014. Suspecting that by that time maybe Parliament will be dissolved because of elections. If election of course are not called earlier than that. And these are the action plan that we would think is very important to put in there. The most important area is recommendation. What are we recommending there? The statement is made that based on analysis of the present budget, the committee recommend that the Minister of Sport and Recreation to ensure that financial performance security, funding, forward funding, recommendation, and one, we are saying that the department utilizes budget efficiently and effectively in line with the agreed. Surely, the recommendation and the statement will be true separate. The point that we want to make, though, is what we want the department to do as a committee. This is the statement that you have put, you have said it already. What are we recommending the department to do? Of course, we are saying there that the department must fill all vacancies. Administratively, we have already raised this statement. Don't forget that we are local leadership. Many of your recommendations are the politics of the department. And there's no harm if there are no recommendations in that area. But we're simply doing that at this time. It does recommend that they must improve in whatever they are doing now. But the point on performance and related recommendations, any recommendation that you want to raise, the first two ones that deals with the question of what we call financial performance. Those are you that are raised one and two. Yes.
We're trying to follow what the chairperson is saying, what's waiting. And maybe we should actually maybe chairperson look at the, how do you call it, the way these recommendations are put down. They must actually maybe in a bullet form, but it's up to them. I'm not going to write it. But when they are like this, they are a bit confusing, because when you look at sports and recreation, first paragraph should ensure that now you come, it's a subheading, financial performance including forward funding recommendations. Then you start with one and two. I think they need to restructure that, put it down and say exactly what you want. Because when it's like that,
no one is going to write a report on your behalf. You are writing a report to yourself.
Okay, Chair.
You must tell us what are the issues that you want to include on the report.
Okay, thanks, Chair.
We are dealing with recommendations now. What do you want to recommend the department to do for next financial year?
Thank you, Chair Trustin. I think what we need to say, let's write it in a manner that will tell the department that we say we do away with this financial performance including forward funding. Instead of that, we just say bullet number one, utilize the system budget efficiently, effectively, like with a great performance, what. Yeah, bullet two, like
but
that.
But it can't be a recommendation. The department is already doing that. Don't forget that the reason the auditor general is happy with their budget, the utilization of resources, it's not because they're doing that. It would be very strange that the committee politically goes to National Assembly and say exactly what the department is already doing. The recommendation should cover the area that we think the department must do that has not been doing. The department is doing that already. That's why the general hates us and say, I'm happy. Who show what? Who show what came here and say, no, we are very happy with the department. Even the issue that we have raised with them, they are utilizing their resources correctly, their systems that are in place, of course, the EITC is a red issue. They are providing leadership there, the red area, green area, then the yellow one, only focusing more red than any other thing. But it seems then if we can't make a recommendation in that thing, department must utilize it, is already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The point that what recommendation that you want the department to do, what recommendation have you agreed on again that the department must pursue with essentially this special means that it should be left to do, because we are giving effort to the department to move on here. And the administration must know that ourselves, we are very concerned about this 15%. The Director General told us that they have agreed in principle, but they are delaying it now for the 2016, something like 2016, 17. I think the point that we are in, that we need this money today if we have to implement a national health plan. That's the point that we should capture as our recommendation on that one. We have made the recommendation about MIG all along, but now the department must push a more effort with researchers. And any point, of course, I'm not sure you want to put some recommendation, financial performance, that sort of thing. We must put one area of recommendation. This is what we recommend. I always prefer very few recommendations, but profound recommendations. All stories that are covered already in the report can be our recommendations. But they are centers. What do we say about the camps? they must continuously do that. We recommend that they can't lie. They are continuing anyway to do that. Is what is it politically, one way that will change the policy and direction of the department? That's the point that sometimes we must be considering that we move on that. Okay, the department must fill out vacancies that will lie. That will lie.
But Chaperson, I think they, we cannot be 100% saying that they are doing all that. I think when we were reading this, we had our own observations and comments. I think we need to look at the, those comments where we felt that the department is not doing its work up to what we say it should be, or what objective it sets itself. So that those can become our Chaperson, maybe for the deputy. Okay, thank you, my chair. Because nobody was giving me here. I think, Chaperson, we can look at the... I think we need to go back to where we looked at our comments, and from the comments where we feel the department has not done well, and then take those as our recommendation. As I was looking at this, because to me, when you were looking at the summary of the reporting, the trend and what have you, and the chaplain said this is a program, I don't know what this is, but to me, it was a bit confusing to say, I don't know whether are we actually putting our program down, or the comments, because there are comments which we said the department is not doing right. So if maybe, I don't know, because now chaplain, you say it's our report, you must do it. It will actually now maybe say, let me be quiet now, maybe some will be forward, but I would look at the comments that we made, turn them into our recommendation, so that we can actually hold the department accountable for what it says itself. Even the filling of the vacancies, I read that 70% has risen up to 28. We cannot divide and say, fine, let's give the clarity, but we can say, we want to see the department filling the vacancies from maybe 3 months, whatever. I'm just trying to give a time frame so that we can monitor whether there is progress in that. We can't just be quiet, Chaperson. Let me give to the others who can maybe take my thinking more progressive to see that already what you've been saying, some of them are recommendations. We can't just leave them as they are.
You see, it's a pity message that we were not here last week. Because some of these issues which we are dealing with were dealt with thoroughly last week. The issue of the vacancies was explained by the minister exactly the way how Sumer is explaining it. If there are things which were recommended last year which have not been done, then I think we must ask them why the decision was done. Go and do it. If there are recommendations which we think we want to put in, let us put them in. But as we said, let us not be making statements, this is a recommendation, and very few and fundamental recommendations is needed here. I just thought that we make that point.
Okay. Proper point is made. We are on recommendation. What is it that you want to recommend? What fundamental what the department would do that are not doing like that? Okay.
See, I don't want to belabor the point, but I think one of the areas we discussed, and I think you touched on it, was the fact that we need a monitoring tool or a database of participants who are involved in various programs, and then we forget about them or we lose them, we don't know where their progression is. We use the term, they do it for 2 months, whether it be a camp or a mass participation program, and 2 months later they're out of it. We need to make sure it's sustainable and we're getting some production out of it. So I would say that's something we need as a recommendation.
Okay, now I think we have to craft that one. We need this time to be sustainable, though. But also making a positive impact with society is what we want them to do.
and then all the data information will be there. I remember exactly how many people have gone through in the last 2 years and where they are in the system generally. That's the point I want to make.
No, I think you got it, because when they move out of this camp, what happens to them? Where are we directing them to? Because it's for no use to say that they graduate and then they go back again. It's like this thing of the cancer being kicked up. You go to them, bring them into a landfill, and you rehabilitate them. But after that, what then? Because they got nothing to do, and it doesn't get back to what they did do.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Okay, no, the point again, I come and say that the department must continue to enhance the capacity among our entities with good governance. It's a point that I think is somewhere here, it is for, I think that's fine, the corporate governance is very important for us, that they should always encourage to do. The department need all the amendments that is the framework to resolve the current financial year. I resolve within this current financial year. I think the point that we're almost raising there, Paula, earlier on, is a question that the department really should consider being in this field that we're talking about. The combat field. I think Mackenzie is raising the issue. I think we should be able to say that by next year, and then the department must take this thing. The combat related field, something like that. It's very important. Then we'll put it in somewhere, but we'll play it up for a little while. That's just to ensure that it captures them. Yeah. Yeah. I think we should capture the main one that we think they will change the way we organize what in our country. And then we
in
that you want to make as our recommendation.
Chair, sorry, I don't want to belabor it, but under item 4, governance, I agree with that entirely. Says the under the SA should be strengthened to achieve. We didn't say how. And I'm saying maybe we should say that there should be a workshop given to them, or there should be a booklet sent to their members outlining governance in terms of king or whatever. So just maybe something put a little bit more meat to, in other words, giving them something accurate, otherwise we'll keep just using general terms.
Okay. Any other recommendation that you want to put? Matt Ruben.
Yeah,
we will write about
I'm fine. It's a very important area.
on our nation building social cohesion and building a new South African cities. Our schools really should be the center of doing that on a daily basis. Assisting us to do that. Any point that colleagues want to make on that? Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Just as a follow-up on mass participation is driven by DORA in the Division of Revenue Act, and I see the report is very silent on DORA. Probably maybe on page 2, if they could just beef up that section on overview of the key relevant policy focus areas, key government policy documents. It's the key document that we review annually, and it's important that they mention it.
Thank you very much. We'll capture that as part of this document. Of course, the team after this will sit down for many minutes, 2 days to finalize every report. Colleagues, let us move. Any other recommendation that you think we must do? Rabu Dhabi, any recommendation that you think we must put in?
Nothing from the side, Chief.
What recommendation would be enough?
Yes.
Honorable Saga, any recommendation that you want to put in? Cora?
The recommendation which I want to put in is that let us break on lunch and come back.
We must really raise something for recommendation.
Yeah.
I would find some recommendation on what areas put there. Facilities are very important, though. That a problem in general to put in our facilities in rural areas is very, very important for us. Because a large number of our people are still in rural areas. Despite the fact that we know that Rwanda is hunting in 20 years' time, not in 15 years, not 15 months. By 2015, it will be 15 million people there.
Yeah.
And we know that rural areas, generally in terms of migration, people are migrating to urban areas. If you come to Cape Town now, you can see migration to Cape Town, that area. Despite all that, but it's still important for us to emphasize facilities in rural areas. We know that there's migration, generally. Because I want to argue that, but why building then rural areas when people are migrating already to urban areas? Otherwise, why can't you build areas? So now we might for a settlement, I think we need these facilities, you know. Keep the kids there, a little bit help with some of this work. And another area that we want to put a recommendation. Lady, anyone that wants to put there?
On page 29, with a summary of reporting requests, because as we are concluding with the recommendation, does this summary of reporting requests become part of the report, or is it for it was for us to actually look at some work that is still awaited from us? What does this become part of the report or the report in Kamamutu maybe our house?
Yeah.
And my young house, is it also maybe the need from the house to see my commitment, what will we be doing here? Or is this become our own program, even here, to be included here? I don't know.
Okay. Okay, no, we have to look at that. But in terms of recommendation, it was an area that members would own up on that. I think we are fine on that. And of course, there's an appreciation, really, general appreciation. I think we said that our conclusion is that department is on track. And we are relatively able to manage them in accounting to the committee. However, there are always the challenges for department. The issue that we are always avoiding to raise the question of money and funding of department, because we've raised it before, then department must be funded better. But you know the system of funding is much more complex than just a simple recommendation. And the colleagues, after this, then the team will sit down and finalize within their report in many areas that we've identified. The team of four, and we'll sit down and Cora will come in also. Just record that the report is cleaned. Can we then have colleagues who move forward? Before, of course, the report is taken to the House, all members will be given a vote. If there are areas that you think you are not happy with this, then we'll indicate to the chairperson. But generally, I think the report won't change what we've already agreed on. As we did last time, committee, we agreed on the report and then move on that. Can I put forward then the report as amended to the House for adoption? Markel.
I so move.
Lindy.
I second.
The report is adopted as amended. We are going to work on the amendment that we have put forward. And language will remain almost the same. Improve where we said must improve. As we said, that our paragraphs are too long. There are almost a field of sometimes contradictory things inside the paragraph. We're going to clean them. We ensure that every number that we put in terms of money will be accurate one. And then we mention in other areas we're going to clean them. That we ensure that they cover the key funding. We'll also follow all of the proposal that we have put forward, how the template has worked. I'm going to ensure that our report follows the template that we have put in there. But it's, I know in terms of our work, we are left with one other issue that we have to deal with. But we'll do that after food, after lunch. I'm not sure that there's food now. I think there will we shouldn't waste much of your time. Comrade Cora. Of course, we appreciate it, really. We'll also cite the support staff. We'll also cite the members of the committee for the support that they've given us on that.
Mm.
We acknowledge their participation, their spirit of work. We acknowledge everyone correctly.
And the
department, and then, of course, we appreciate our staff here, our members. We acknowledge their role, their contributions, for the contribution that they've made in the compilation of the support, in the oversight function. We'll say all good things about the members of parliament. We are saying this mindful of the fact that we must also, when you vote to Mr. Lee, you can also carry the report. Carry the report with you. then I think we'll remove the references. References will be put as in the body of the report. And then, because they're there already in the body of the report, and there were documentations that we have to raise and all that. But because of the template that is there from the report, the report will be adjusted according to flow, according to our template. Am I to you are having that approach?
Yes, Chairperson.
She's have a father, the Jimbo Ward, with that of a mama, as a Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I want to propose if the food is not here yet, then let us move to the other one.
Yeah. Okay, you must wait for 25 minutes and have something to eat.
Is the food here?
Yes.
Is the truck safe?
The truck is around. Yeah, let us the colleagues to come back after 35 minutes. What is what with the time?
So it'll be at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock here. Yeah. Okay, colleagues, let us enjoy our time. Some calls, make some calls.
check the schedules and all.
Yeah.